you've got me floating around and round. Always up, you never let me down. The amazing thing, you turn me on naturally. And I kiss you when I please. You got me floating across and through. You made me float right on out to you. There's only one thing I need to really get to me there. Is to hear you laugh without a care. What I'll say now. Heads over heels for you. And when the day melts down into a sleepy red glow, that's when my desires start to show.
Oh, So welcome to our pre-show here before the KFI show tonight, this Saturday night. And I thought this was a pretty funny headline. It might not be to you. It's pretty funny. You destroy our air conditioners. I don't know whether he's kidding. I don't think he is. As Libya's rebels fought their way into the capital city, says here, as Libya's rebels fought their way to the capital city for the first time since the uprising began 6 months ago, state TV broadcast what seemed to be an audio message from their dictator, Muammar Gaddafi, which was intended to be a message of strength and defiance. Instead, it came across as bizarre and slightly desperate, according to the many people who listened to it. You destroy our air conditioners, Gaddafi is reported as saying, according to CNN's Matthew Chance. During the message, Gaddafi read the date and time to prove that he was alive and well. But the fact that it was an audio recording made on a static line did nothing to quell the many rumors that he had already fled the country. And there's some links there you can see. Gaddafi called the rebels traitors and vermin, according to Associated Press reports. He also said they were being chased from city to city, which is, in fact, the opposite of what is happening on the ground right now, according to many, to nearly all independent reports. It's a very interesting thing to watch disinformation and misinformation as it's being spread and simultaneously being exposed. So, of course, we know that there is such a thing. But I don't think it's as nefarious as some people think. Perhaps it's, not perhaps, I'm sure it's been done in our own country by our own intelligence people, but this is not what I would call effective misinformation or disinformation. Plus, you know, during the Iraq War, those guys said, well, the Americans nowhere near our capital city, and like you could pan the camera back and see American tanks rolling behind the guy that was saying that. Libyans want to enjoy a peaceful Ramadan, he said. Instead, they have been made into refugees. What are we, Palestinians? Gaddafi described the NATO bombardment of his country as Christian air raids, and he praised his people because you continue to be up in Tripoli. In the end, though, there was a morose tone to the speech, and Al Jazeera reports that he said, you need to love Libya. How can you allow those people to play with Libya instead of being happy? We're sad. As a final exhortation, Gaddafi told his audience to march forward, march forward, march forward. So there it is, march forward. It's got the date wrong, too. It's a little joke. Isn't that cute? So anyway, welcome to our pre-show here. Realize I'm wearing the same shirt that I wore a couple of nights ago. Well, that's just going to have to be the way it is. Still having some issues here with camera two, but I think we'll just have to, you know, live with it, even as I go over here and start to try to play with it a little bit. I'm sure I'm going to drive people crazy and just... Leave it alone, Phil. Leave it alone. And tonight we're going to, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to roll out, as we usually do on our Saturday night show, a couple of hours from the week. One is Herb Sewell, the other is Bobby Dooley, and the death of the guy from Real Housewives. Because I was talking to David about it. KFI is a little quiet this week. The other thing is that KFI, and here's an interesting thing. I think you'll find this interesting. I think you'll find this very interesting. You all know about, and perhaps you don't, and if you don't, I would request and I would suggest that you look for it in your news. You all know about this poor young man in Fullerton, California, who is alleged to have been murdered. That is the belief of the supporters of the family of this boy. Let me try and get this up so I don't sound like a complete ass. Shit. Hold on. Okay. Kevin Hamilton is the kid's name. I say kid. I'll give you a look at the headline. This is the Los Angeles Times. This is the latest headline on the death of this man, Kevin Hamilton. Here it says, Fullerton police admit cell phone video proves wrong man arrested. The Embattled Fullerton Police Department acknowledged Wednesday the police arrested the wrong man for allegedly attacking an officer last year. The department has launched an internal investigation. Is this the same young man, Fullerton's acting chief, Kevin Hamilton? That's Kevin Hamilton, the acting police chief. Ordered an internal affairs investigation. This got nothing to do, I think. This doesn't have anything to do with the Kelly Thomas killing. It's a separate issue, and of course, as is the case with when one thing happens, the press jumps on it and they look for more things. So what they've found here is that the Fullerton police have fucked up, or in their opinion, or in their according to their investigation. But the main focus of people's interest is on the death of Kelly Thomas. He's a 37-year-old homeless man suffering from schizophrenia. The Fullerton police are facing multiple investigations into this deadly July 5th encounter. David Borsari, who represents... this is a different story. Okay. I apologize, folks. But anyway, Kelly Thomas is the name of this young man. Now, this kid, as I mentioned, and as the article indicates, is a schizophrenic. He is... the son of, parents in this case who are very concerned with their son's death, more than concerned. They've come out and they've called the Fullerton police essentially killers. This is a two-day-old story here. Fullerton police investigation continues following the homeless beating death. I believe this is Ron Thomas here. He's the father of the young man. And so you have this story. The FBI, Orange County attorney, the now independent auditor, all investigating the Fullerton Police Department. They're looking at six officers involved in last month's beating of a schizophrenic homeless man who died a few days after the beating. Police's version of this has not yet come out. But nonetheless, the point I'm trying to make is this. The focus of KFI, not the focus, but one of the stories that the station is following, and rather carefully, is this story of Kelly Thomas, of the Fullerton police, and what happened, and so forth. You might say that KFI has been leading the charge, sort of leading the way for citizens who are very concerned with just, you know, what happened. Okay. Now, that's good, and that's one of the services I think that a community-minded radio station provides. Radio stations, local radio stations at their very best, bring a city together, bring a community together, speak for that community. It's one of the things that we've lost with syndication, and, you know, people would say, gee, Phil, as a syndicated guy, aren't you sort of feeding into the loss of of localism in radio? Yeah, I am, but I'm also trying to protect myself because as much as I would love to be a local host, they fire local hosts a lot more than they do syndicated guys. A syndicated guy loses a station, he's still got 100 more or 150 whatever more radio stations that he's on. That's the good news. And the bad news, of course, is that you're not local. You are a national guy, and so you have to focus on national stories. But this young man and his death was immediately reported by KFI, and it was a reporting that involved all of the talk show hosts on KFI and their opinions. And John and Ken do the afternoon show, probably along with Bill Handel, the most prominent personalities on the radio station, were of the mind and of the opinion that the Fullerton police were wrong here. And so they have kind of led the charge of the radio station on behalf of outraged citizens in Fullerton. Not on behalf of, but that's kind of how it turns out. People will just say, KFI, you know, so what's that got to do with me? Well, what it has to do with me is the following thing. I don't want to do anything that is going, and this is taken me many years to learn. This has taken me a long time to learn. You know, every time there is a conflict between ethic or integrity, and I'm not criticizing KFI now. This is my own decision here. But I'm saying in the past, what I learned in the past has nothing to do with the present situation, but what I learned in the past, every time there is conflict, and you've probably found this out in your own life if you live long enough, every time there is conflict between ethic, integrity, and principle, and there's conflict between those three things and business or the well-being of business or making sure that business is good, business wins. Why does it win? A lot of people right away start saying, because of the corrupt nature of the system. Well, come on, grow up. Why does business win? Because that's where people get paid and that's where they eat. I'm not saying it's right. Hold on. Because you and I know that this is a very flashy world, the world of integrity and principle and ethic. It's a beautiful thing. They make movies about it. They make heroes out of those who are standalone, you know. Oh my God, it looks glorious. It looks glamorous, doesn't it? But very few people walk that path. You know, very few people can walk that path.
Jazz 1212, hello.
What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm great. Rondo?
Beautiful.
And you just let me know when you want to plug the station into the old mix here, man. And I'll shut up.
Gotcha, man.
All right. So when we look at the world of ethics and we look at the world of integrity and we look at the world of principle, we all want to live there. We all want to be there. We all think that we live there. We all think that we're there. Well, the reality is to walk that path and to live in that world, it is a lonely world, and more often than not, folks, I'm going to be straight with you now, the man or the woman that stands on the path of integrity and principle, more often than not, you and I, you out there and me, we're standing on the sidelines spitting and throwing the rocks. That's right. As much as you think you're about integrity, as much as you think you're about ethic, as much as I think I'm about integrity and ethic, you and I, the average people, if you want the little people, you and I are all about making sure we're eating. You know, I just was watching Kelly's Heroes. I love that line from Telly Savalas. I always loved it. He says, unless you're some kind of a hero type, and I ain't seen too many hero types around here lately. Well, that's the truth. I mean, if you look at America today, I ain't seen too many hero types around here lately, you know? Some people call that cynical. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. And talking about it doesn't prove me wrong. A lot of people talk a great game. Everybody's blah, 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 fucking blah. What they're going to do, what they believe, you know. And they get so angry that they pick up a stick and they smash a window and they think that that is positive action. No, that's just a child picking up a stick and smashing a window. So it's a lonely path that those people walk. That brings me back to the present situation, for instance, with KFI and the Kelly Thomas situation. This young man, as I say, who was killed by police. Now, the determination, of course, is what kind of a killing was this? Was it one that was a horrible mistake, but nonetheless the officers followed procedure? Was it one where the officers deviated from procedure and were, in fact, criminal? I'd like to hear what the cops have to say about that. That would just be my only comment. Some people would say to me, how dare you say that? Believe it or not. I mean, there are human beings out there that would say that. Some people would say, okay, Phil, but when you hear what the cops have to say, because I don't need to hear what the cops say, you'll know that we're right. And some people would be with me and say, yeah, I'd like to hear what the cops have to say. Okay, having said all of that, am I going to talk about this on the air? The answer is no. And why? Because I recognize that, number one, it's not a fight that I personally want to get into. I don't want to stand apart from my radio station. To whatever degree that would be. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be that much. I don't even know that anybody would be upset with me. I don't know that if I went on the air tonight and I said, wow, I'd like to hear the Fullerton Police Department's take on this, and I really think that the people are rushing to judgment. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe they're, KFI would have no problem with that. I don't know, but I'm not willing to go there because I don't give that much of a shit. And what does that mean? It means I'd rather eat. You may say to me, well, that's why we listen to you, because in our life, we don't go there. We don't take on these big issues. We want you to do that, Phil, or we want John and Ken to do that, or we want Bill Handel to do that, or we want, you know, that's why we follow you guys. You guys are like the baseball or the football of the arena of ethics and integrity, you know, where we follow the football teams and baseball teams to watch them play that game. You're playing a different game, having to do with keeping the power structure honest, and we are rooting for you, and why aren't you going there and doing that? I don't know. Maybe some people see me that way. Maybe some people don't. I don't see myself that way. I don't think I do that kind of a show. But the point is, I ain't going there because it's not worth it. Some people might say, the Fullerton Police could really use an advocate, Phil. Why don't you do that? At this point, I think the Fullerton Police have got enough advocates. They've got a great police union. They have, obviously, spokespeople. I'll wait and see, but I'm going to guess that there are people who will advocate on behalf of the Fullerton Police once they issue their side of things. I think there's a lot of people on the fence. Just like every issue in the world, it may appear that everyone's rushing to judgment on the Fullerton Police, and it may appear that everybody is backing up Mr. Thomas and perhaps his point of view. And that may in fact be the case, or it just may appear that way. And when the Fullerton Police come out and do their thing, you may see a lot of, there might be a debate, you know, a pretty strenuous debate about what exactly happened. So I've never seen it fail. I've never seen it fail, but that when there's a perception about something, give enough time and you'll see the other side kind of rear up and say, wait a minute, you know, we have something to say about this too. So I got a feeling that that's what's going to happen. It may not. I mean, these cops, they may find that these cops just acted beyond the limits of the law, under the color of authority, and therefore are guilty. That could be the case. I mean, police are human, and you know, I don't like to see it happen. I don't like to see cops act criminally. I don't like to see cops bring down disrepute and disfavor on other cops. I don't like to see cops railroaded. I don't like to see cops in front of a kangaroo court either, you know. But I also want my police to act like the professionals they are, because the American police are the greatest police in the world. The most professional, the most mindful of the rights of the individual. A lot of people would disagree with me, but I challenge you to find me a police force that's better, working under the same conditions that our police work under, which is a multicultural and many, not multicultural so much as multiracial, multilingual society with 300 plus million people in many, many different kinds of living environments and situations, with more freedom than any other people on the face of the earth. More freedom of movement, more freedom of speech, more freedom of activity. And our police have to keep a lid on any flash fire that breaks out in the middle of that. And I challenge anybody to, you know, find cops that do a better job. All right, now.
So, when you look at Russell Armstrong, we asked for the flags to be lowered to half staff.
So we're going to the half staff, Russell Armstrong. This is Mr. Thomas, Fullerton Police Investigate. Investigation continues. That's the, it's actually from KPCC Southern California Public Radio. I don't have, I wish I had. I wish I had, I wish I had, I wish I had, I wish I had, I wish I had. View. Let's see, view. Menu, add-on, sidebar. Zoom. There we go. zoom out. There we go. I ain't gonna live up on love. So it's a fucking bummer. You know, it's a fucking bummer. Huh? You know, Ed?
Yeah.
It's a fucking bummer. I don't know. I'm here. I do what I do. I don't know, you know, but it's a fucking bummer. Whatever the fuck. Now, what the fuck? Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I mean, I don't know what to say, you know? It's just so fucked up. This man, Russell Armstrong, he's going to get two funerals. One in Los Angeles, one in Texas. His attorney confirms to the Wrap. What the bloody heck? Whew, man. And then we're going to do Herb Sewell. And that would be Herb Sewell. I don't know. So, some things worth fighting for, and some things you will fight for, but not right now. Some things you can go to bat for. You know, and in America, it all depends on how well you can continue to eat and say what it is you want to say. It's true. In America, you don't go to jail for the things you say. In America, you are deprived of your living for many of the things you say. But in America, you are either deprived of your living for the things you say, or you're rewarded. So that's the difference. When you say free speech, understand that even in America, free speech has penalties, consequences, man, you know. Is Jimmy Fallon, is he Chinese? Okay. Just wanted to know. Yeah, look, you know, Fallon looks Chinese to me. He does. He looks a little Asian. He's on Piers Morgan, and the name Piers, is that Chinese? No, it's not. Okay. Well, all right. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? God damn, I forgot to connect to my thing. Good. Okay. Jimmy Fallon, you know.
I don't know. That's a really good question, Phil.
I think you're just down to the Chinaman.
Please don't use that word.
Yeah, don't say Chinaman, okay?
I apologize.
I don't know, Phil, if Jimmy Fallon's a Chinaman. He looks Asian to me. I know I've said he looks Asian. So you know, that's what I've said. But now that I look at him, were there Jews in Hong Kong at...
That's enough of that. Now...
No, never mind. Never mind that I said that. Never mind.
All right. So Bobby and Steve Dooley join us. This was a tragedy.
It was a tragedy for all of us. And what we've asked is that we have... that we lower these...
That we lower the flags of Russell Armstrong.
so long ago. What about them? Okay, half staff because of what this show. When we asked the
Well, this is a family called the Bronca. The Bronca family. Blanca? Yes. Jeff and Irene, their name is Jeff and Irene Blanca. Yeah, and we asked them, and they refused. And I was refused.
You know, and they, when we asked, they refused. Jeff and Irene. Tillotson's. I was very compelled by something I saw on television just a moment ago. Let me just change the channel so this doesn't happen to me. Thank you. Let me put it onto something boring. Ah, Deadly Women on ID. I'm kidding. Well, not really. Oprah, season 25. Confessions of an Animal something. Boring, boring, boring. Seven Signs of American Pickers. Sons of Guns, Susie Orman. Oh, Jesus, I want to watch that. Why wouldn't I? All right. God damn son of a bitch. Motherfucker. Oh, I see what I want to do, yeah. Okay, let me get over to there. Come on, bitch. Yeah. There's a certain angle because I've got the cable boxes stacked on top of each other. I didn't do that, they did it. I didn't do that, they did. And there's a certain fucking angle that I gotta have everything at. Otherwise, the whole thing goes to hell in a handcart. The other thing I have to do at some point is turn this goddamn fan off that you can see that I've got right here next to me, because this is a very troublesome thing. Okay.
Yeah, Phil, we are really testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1. So we're really sorry about
Gotta get some fucking.
Hi, Phil. Yes. Well, most of the...
Okay, that's...
Yeah, most of the homeowners have complied. If you don't, we don't really want to get it, and we'll go over there and just do something simple. It's easy enough to take the flag down.
We'll go over there and take the flag down. God damn, man. I got to take my pants off. I have to really strip down. No, I'm not taking my pants off. Oh, this is a good one. Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon. One of them's funny. Oh, my God. All right, where am I at here? Showtime of the Demons. Bobby Dooley. That's great, man. I don't know what I'm typing here. I noticed that we don't do crossovers anymore with the other host. Could be just a programming thing, or maybe they don't like me. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Oh, Henry, Bobby, and Steve Dooley. Let's see what else. Herb Sewell.
Phil, this took place at an area in Laguna Beach near the cove there. There's a children's beach, and I was sitting and watching. I have to tell you that I watched the child sink beneath the waves.
All right, so Bobby and Steve have the siren. Font 14, yes. Herpsel. Cannot watch these people. Laguna Beach. And then tomorrow's my day off. Okay, here's some stories.
Hey, Phil?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey, do you have that new live copy for tonight, 8:14?
New? I don't have anything new. I mean, I've got copy. I mean, they sent me a note saying, you're doing great, love the pitch. Yada, yada, yada. The only thing they mentioned was make sure to mention Dane's name, but...
Yeah, that's what I meant, just the notes they sent over.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got that. When's the first spot, man?
It's just at 8:14 tonight.
Okay, so let Rondo know that, you know, of my out cue will be the two phone numbers, you know.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, man.
We're going to bring the show in your headphones.
Okay, go ahead.
on a working vacation. He's being kept up to date on the situation in Libya. The rebel advance in Tripoli is coming after weeks of a stalemate in the conflict, where things were kind of going back and forth at months after the U.S. first launched its airstrikes in Libya. The news is brought to you by Mike Diamond Plumbing. Iranian state TV says two American hikers who crossed the country's border from Iraq have been sentenced.
Despite American calls for leniency, Shane Bauer and Josh Fatal have each reportedly been sentenced to 3 years in prison for illegal entry to the Islamic Republic of Iran and 5 years in prison on charges of espionage.
Fox News' Julie Bandera says Bauer, Fatal, and Sarah Short were arrested 2 years ago. Short was allowed to leave the country last year in September after posting $500,000 bail. The U.S. State Department says it's working to confirm the news of the sentences. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
I do, man. I just switched it over.
The 405 North is going to be slow from the 10 to Getty Center. That earlier stalled car has been moved from lanes. 10 East is going to be slow from 20th Street to Fairfax Avenue, and then again from Arlington Avenue to the 5. In Hollywood, 101 South is going to be slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Semi Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In South L.A., the 110 North is going to be slow from Martin Luther King Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is slow from 3rd Street to the 10. In Los Feliz, the 5 South is stop and go from Los Feliz to Carmenita Road. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
More than 2,000 residents have gathered for the Kitchen Table Summit at Englewood High School.
Residents gathered at 100 tables set up around the gym and told their stories of layoffs, losing homes, and job searches that have gone on for more than a year. Representative Karen Bass says they're at the Kitchen Table Summit to talk about real solutions to the real problem of the lack of jobs within communities, while the largest corporations and wealthiest Americans are having some of their best years on record. A spokesman for the group Good Jobs LA, who organized the event, says they're using events like this to push Congress to invest in communities hit hardest by the recession and to roll back tax breaks for corporations and the wealthy. Amy King, KFI News.
A man who pleaded guilty to setting three fires outside a church in Irvine and then trying to light a fourth has been sentenced to more than 6 years in state prison. Orange County Deputy DA Andrew Katz says 32-year-old Izad Shabal-Shane has been charged with arson.
He also was charged with an enhancement that this was done as a hate crime.
Shabal-Shane was arrested after he tried to light the fourth fire in 2009. Police had been watching the church because of the previous fires. Prosecutors say Shabal-Shane had used to belong to the church, but was angry about the church's teachings, some of which were against masturbation. A key piece of evidence from the Casey Anthony trial has been destroyed.
A white Pontiac Sunbird, once driven by Casey Anthony, has been crushed in a Florida junkyard just 7 weeks after she was acquitted of killing her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee.
There's something wrong. I found my daughter's car today, and it smells like there's been a dead body in the car.
Anthony's mother, Cindy, had called police after noticing a foul smell in the vehicle back in 2008. It was a key point in the case against the young mother, but jurors said the prosecution failed to prove the child's body had been stored in the car. Terry Anzer, KFI News.
So he is the one that stole those donut holes. That story, the forecast, and the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Where will you be heading for summer vacation? Big Bear? Lake Tahoe? The beaches? Whatever your summer destination, make sure it starts behind the wheel of a 2011 ML350. With up to 72.4 cubic feet of cargo space, innovative brake assist technology, and a revolutionary pre-safe system that can actually detect and prepare for an accident before it happens, the M-Class is the perfect vehicle for your summer road trip. Come into your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer for the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event, now through August 31st, and get the 2011 M-Class for just $529 a month for 33 months with $5,074 due at signing. But hurry, because at only $529 a month, this offer won't be around for long.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through August 31st, 2011. Call 1-800-4-MERCEDES for offer details.
A baker's dozen is 13. A prison dozen, apparently, is 16 for a man in the U.K. convicted of looting during the recent riots. Police say Thomas Downey, who has more than 200 convictions, had only been out of prison a few hours before he was arrested with a box of donuts. He was let out of prison. Thomas bought some tobacco, went to an AA meeting, downed a bottle of sherry, and stumbled into the donut shop. Sherry? What? His lawyer says Thomas was drunk on sherry. And, of course, he was hungry, so He ended up getting 16 months. Southland weather from KFI. Low clouds and fog rolling into the Southland this evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Clearing to sunny skies tomorrow with temperatures a little bit cooler. Near 70 at the beaches. 80 Metro LA, Orange County. Low 80s in the valleys. Clear on Monday to start the week. A little hotter again. Highs in the upper 80s. Right now in Dana Point, 69. Cypress, 69. Pasadena, 72. Hacienda Heights, 68 degrees. For breaking news sent right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And welcome here as we welcome you every Saturday night. This is Truth, you know, what is the name of this show?
Radio.
Radio for Patriots, by Patriots. Truth is our bitch. That's right. Anyway, this is our, we do a six-day work week. I'm not complaining, believe me, I am not complaining, but sometimes you're a little dingy. Just a little tiny bit dingy, but not so dingy as not to present for you this evening a great radio show, as great a radio show as we can manage, which is generally pretty damn good. Our number here is 1-800-521-KFI. I remember that one. And this is KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Anyway, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You can also join us here online. If you'd like to watch the show, you can do that at KFI. You can do that at philhendryshow.com and watch our Phil TV in HD. If you want to hear a podcast of the show, throughout the week or tomorrow, whenever you'd like to download that, you can get that at KFI AM 640. Our program brings a variety of topics to the table each and every night. And then on our final hour, we'll have our news and information hour, which is with Bud Dickman, who's with me this evening. Bud, how are you?
Doing pretty good. And thanks for, you know, everything.
You're welcome. Robert, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
And so we'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour. We want to kick off here this evening with what I think is a terribly tragic story. Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association are also going to join us to discuss this story, one that has such sad implications. And again, and it's also one that is, of course, it's topical in that it is pop. It's pop news, media news. And that is the tragic suicide of the husband of one of the stars of this television show, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us because this is one that is, it's hit a little close to home, hasn't it, Bobby?
Phil, it really has, and thank you for, you know, putting us on your program this evening. It is very close to home.
Why is that?
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is a television show that speaks for a lot of us. I personally was thrilled when they went on the air because I felt that for all of the criticism that those women receive, they speak for a lot of us who live in a kind of a economic strata that I don't think is understood very well. And to that end, watching them week in and week out was not just something we were looking at, you know, Steve.
The outside looking in.
Yeah, the outside looking in. It was, in fact, something we experienced.
So your life doesn't mirror theirs, but it's from the same economic reality.
I would say that that's a fair statement, yeah.
And a lot of it, this area is economy and everything.
And also the fact that these are women that a lot of people do misunderstand them. And so when I watched the show and I got together with girlfriends of mine who live here at Western Estates or other women who live in comparable situations, we sort of got a kick out of how much people don't know about that kind of life and how much people don't know about really having money. That to me was the significance of and remains the significance of that show. What was tragic about Russell's suicide is that it was a piece of that family taken away. And so we did the only thing we could do, and that was to, as Homeowners Association president and my husband, we ordered the flags here to be lowered to half staff. This would be mandatory for all of our homeowners because, again, this is a show that reflects pretty accurately what a lot of us live in and that we're, what we're not allowed to talk about.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with me here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, and we're on KFI AM 640. You are saying that the television show, and I agree with you, by the way, that was a tragic event for someone to take their life, no matter what the reason, somebody who chooses that as the only solution. When you just said something very interesting. You said that what it's like to have money.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, I don't think people really know what it is like to have money. I think that a lot of people who have money are evidence of guilt, you know?
Yeah.
There's a guilt about having money, and so they immediately decide that they're going to become...
they become liberal and everything.
Yeah, they become liberal. They want to speak on behalf... I think I saw something very interesting, in fact... this week, Janine Garofalo, who is an entertainer, and obviously she has money, speaking on behalf of blacks.
Yeah, speaking on behalf of blacks. You have to
show guilt. So we found that to be interesting.
Wait. Janine Garofalo speaking on behalf of black people is not necessarily saying that she's speaking on behalf of poor people, because there are a great many African-American people, you know.
Well, yeah. A lot of the entertainers. Are you saying they have money?
Not just the entertainers. There's a burgeoning middle class. There are people. You're saying that's a whole. I don't know that I would agree with. I don't know that I agree with the premise there.
Well, the point is, Phil, that a lot of people who have money feel guilty about it.
I just rather let you talk for the black people with funds than my money.
Okay? All right. Well, we can disagree or agree or whatever it is you want to say about that. Let's get back here, though, to the point. You're saying that the show Real Housewives of Beverly Hills showed people and shows people, continues to show people, what it's like to have money. You feel you have an advocate there.
I'm sorry?
You feel you have... This TV show speaks on behalf of you. And
yes, that is exactly right, Phil.
And people like you.
Absolutely. And when we got the news that Russell had died, we felt we had to do something, you know.
Well, that's where we got the idea.
So we did tell the homeowners to lower the flags to half staff. The reason why we're talking to you tonight, Phil, obviously, is because you and I, as well, received news that a couple of the families refused. And we are taking those on a case-by-case basis. We've let them know how we feel. They can let us know how they feel. But at the end of the month, as the Homeowners Association president, I don't want to have to bill them for the work that I do. And the work that Steve does and the work that other people do to make this a beautiful place to live, a place that could be its own reality show if you really wanted to get down to it.
And well, when you say you're going to send a bill, what do you mean?
When they don't lower the flag.
When they don't lower the flag to half staff.
How many families have refused to lower this flag to half staff? By the way, before...
Three.
Three?
Yes, three families.
All right. Before I get into that, lowering the flag to half staff, it has always been my understanding that lowering a flag to half staff was an observance of the passing of people who, significant people of the country who have been of people of public service, who have either been soldiers, politicians, or other notable Americans who have spent, who have done significant work in the service of the country or in the service of the public. You know,
well, we felt that way, Phil, and this is not to disrespect, by the way, any of the great Americans that have gone before us. We really feel that with the passing of Russell, this is a statement that he was serving a great many of us with his existence on this show, and that, at least for me and other people like me, they gave us a voice.
Now, that's interesting. They gave us a voice on how we live and everything. And
so you're saying that the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Mr. Armstrong's tragic passing notes or highlights this television show giving you a voice speaking on behalf of you, what it's like to have money.
Well, you know, I don't really want to hit that one that hard.
But you did say, I thought it was interesting, you said what it's like to have money and that no one really knows.
Right,
let me do it, Steve. You hear an awful lot about people that don't have money, people that don't have jobs, people that don't have this, and people that don't have that. And I feel for those people. I really do. But who speaks for those of us who carry the burden of taxes and...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much sympathy you're going to get.
Well, I think, Phil, if people understood it, we get a lot. Who speaks for us, those of us who do the work?
Yeah. All right. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI. 1-800-5201-534. That's Bobby and Steve Dooley, who are having homeowners lower their flags to half staff at the Western Estates Homeowners Association to observe the passing of Russell Armstrong. This man committed suicide. He committed suicide. He was the husband of one of the stars of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And Ms. Dooley and her husband feel that this program is a spokes program. If you let's say it's a voice for people with money, for people who are well off. It is a voice for them, and they felt it necessary to let people know about the passing of this man. It's very tragic. It was a suicide. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI. Do the wealthy need a TV show that speaks for them? We'll be back and talk with Bobby and Steve Dooley in a moment here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 1-800-5201-KFI. This is KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on this weekend's edition of the KFI Sunday Morning News, just how much of a civil right is it for you to use your cell phone while you're underground? Okay. What right does Anonymous have to break into your city's website? And that just happened. Plus, the 9 news nuggets you need to know tomorrow morning at 9.
Oh, 8:14, okay.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI, AM 640.
5-star service at 1-star drive.
Hi, Pat Bolter, general manager of Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Value's more important now than ever, but you shouldn't have to sacrifice quality to find it. At Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel, our 5-star certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz pass a rigorous 162-point inspection performed by our master technicians, and come with a limited 100,000-mile warranty and 24-hour roadside assistance, all for a fraction of the price of a new Mercedes-Benz. This month, the value is even greater. Get 1.99% APR financing on select 5-star certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's no wonder our clients have praised us as a leader in customer satisfaction. So visit us today at Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel, because you shouldn't have to trade in value for 5-star service.
5-star service at 1-star drive.
Visit us off the 5 at 1-star drive or online at mblaguna.com. For complete offer details, call 1-800-505-3860.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 7:30, the Metro Red Line gets a tragic first, and some Southland bank robbers have been nabbed. Crash in Pasadena.
On the 210 East before Sierra Madre, there's a crash blocking the carpool lane. Traffic slows at San Gabriel Boulevard. In the West LA on the 405 North, it's going to be slow from the 10 to Getty Center. 10 East is going to be slow from 20th Street to Fairfax Avenue, and then again from Arlington Avenue to the 5. In Hollywood, 101 South is going to be slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. In South LA, 110 North is going to be slow from Martin Luther King Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is slow from 3rd Street to the 10. In Los Feliz, the 5 South is stop and go from Los Feliz to Carmenita Road. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Angels Baseball. I'm David Penson.
I want you to get a pin out because I'm going to give you the phone number of a fantastic law firm by the name of Young Miller Law. My name is Joe Young, and I'm the senior partner of Young Miller Law, representing clients throughout Southern California.
And I'm Dane Miller, the managing partner of Young Miller. There's an old saying, Joe, hungry dogs hunt better. That certainly applies to Young Miller because we're a hungry law firm that fights for our clients.
We know how to argue, and we definitely know how to win.
Folks, I personally oversee each and every case we handle, so I can assure you that we will do everything in our power to win and to accomplish your goals. At Young Miller Law, we handle a variety of legal issues. We handle real estate matters,
family law,
employment law,
criminal defense,
and all manner of business litigation and advice.
The number I want you to write down is 800-968-9930.
That's 800-968-9930. And if you want a law firm that will treat you like family, pay you the attention you deserve, and go that extra mile your case demands, call us today.
800-968-9930. 800-968-9930 at youngmillerlaw.com.
We'll get the job done.
When it comes to breast cancer, who can you trust with your life? Trust City of Hope, one of only 40 hospitals in the entire United States designated by the National Cancer Institute as a comprehensive cancer center. Our breast cancer experts provide the most accurate diagnosis, minimally invasive surgery for a faster recovery, and unique reconstruction options to help you look like yourself again. Call us at 800-826-HOPE or ask your doctor for a referral. City of Hope. Science. Saving lives.
We were sitting in the living room, and suddenly everything started shaking.
It was cool.
It wasn't cool.
Thankfully, we were prepared.
To survive and recover.
And so was our house. Our policy with the California Earthquake Authority gave us the financial strength to rebuild. And working with our homeowner's insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
For more information, visit EarthquakeAuthority.com. California Earthquake Authority. The strength to rebuild.
Mini boot-to-bonnet no-cost maintenance is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. The Earth is 25,000 miles around. So, take I-5 south to Ecuador, left at Brazil, ferry to Gabon, then rally across Africa. Ferry to Indonesia, motor through there, ferry back to Ecuador, up Central America, past Mexico, and back to Cali. You've still got 11,000 miles left of mini boot-to-bonnet no-cost maintenance, one of the best programs in its class. Or just drive on PCH. Almost as fun.
Now, lease a 2011 Mini Cooper hardtop for $199 per month for 36 months. Learn more at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
Have you been thinking of finally completing your bachelor's degree or advancing your education with a master's or doctorate in psychology or business, or perhaps a Juris Doctor law degree? For over 30 years, California Southern University has provided quality distance education to busy parents and working professionals. Cal Southern offers accredited degrees all online, so you can complete all your courses from anywhere, anytime. Imagine earning the degree of your dreams without sitting in traffic driving to a classroom. You can study at your convenience or accelerate your program. You can even start by just taking a single course. Earn your accredited degree all online without taking on expensive student loans. Call now and ask about their low tuition and interest-free monthly payments and discover the Cal Southern difference at 800-884-5114. That's 800-884-5114. Again, that's 800-884-5114 or visit calsouthern.edu.
Summer's not over yet and grilling season is still going strong. Luckily, Lowe's has low prices on items across the store. Right now, stop by and get a Grillmaster 3-burner gas grill for just $169. Lowe's, let's build something together.
Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
We all know those wonderful sounds of
30 seconds, stand by.
American right. Windows, we also know that other sound you all know too well. That's the sound of your air conditioning working overtime. This summer, save money instantly on your energy bills with new energy-efficient windows from American Vision Windows.
Call American Vision Windows today at 888-319-8585. 888-319-8585. The first 10 callers receive free installation and a free energy package upgrade.
American Vision Windows and solar.
CSLB number 778-326.
Camping, water sports, games, it's all at Big Five Sporting Goods. To see it all, visit BigFiveSportingGoods.com.
KFI News. Than the headlines.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Talk radio.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. I have to apologize. During our break, I was on Phil TV and HD. People who are watching us on Phil TV and HD, and I had my car, a picture of my car there, and I was doing that whole Fred. Who's the cat from Limp Bizkit? I forget his name all the time. He was doing that whole thing when he was in the Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Anyway, I apologize. All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley back on the line with us, and we're talking about Russell Armstrong. We're talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Bobby.
You know, Phil, interestingly, I saw your car, and it's a beautiful one. It's a Jaguar. The one that you're talking about from the Limp Bizkit video was a Rolls Royce. And you know something that's really kind of the difference in the world that we live in? We live in that Rolls-Royce world. That's what Real Housewives of Beverly Hills does for us. And with the passing of Russell Armstrong and the lowering of flags to half-staff, we are, for the very first time in history, saying we are a class of people. We live. We're alive.
I understand.
And we will survive.
All right, our number is 1-800-521-KFI, and we'll go to a phone call here, 1-800-521-534. This is Andrew in Tustin. Andrew, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could speak with Miss Bobby Dooley and her seemingly retarded husband in the background.
I beg your pardon?
Hello?
Yeah, I beg your pardon?
Is this Miss Bobby Dooley?
Is this Mr. Reed?
Hello?
Is this Mr. Retard? Is that who this is?
No, my name is Andrew.
Oh, it's Andrew.
I just want to
well,
know
you talk like
this
you, you talk like you ride a bicycle to work. Do you ride a bicycle to work?
All right, let's not get into insults.
Well, I think the man started already, Phil.
No, it's just that you, okay, so you apparently live in this seemingly really wealthy community,
yes.
And you, it's mandatory that everybody lowers their flags at half staff because this alleged possible child molester committed suicide? Wait, I'm not sure. Is this for real?
Are you for real is a much, much better question, sir. You sound to me, as I said, and I'll repeat it, you don't sound as if they'll give you a driver's license at the DMV. You sound as if there's some brain damage.
Bobby,
Were you operated on?
No, I have two questions for you.
No, I'm asking you the question, have you had brain surgery?
All right, look, why are the insults suddenly flying fast and furious?
First of all, this man began
this Bobby.
Man began by
do
calling people retards.
Psychiatrist?
So he lost the moral high ground when he started out with name-calling.
All right, I want to hear what the man has to say, though. And we'll keep the name-calling. We'll keep the name-calling. We'll keep the name-calling, Andrew. We'll keep the name-calling to a minimum, okay?
I didn't call anybody names.
You called. You said her husband was retarded. You said her husband was retarded. Okay, so let's not do that.
Well, he does sound like a retard.
All right, so I said, so I'll say it again, and then you won't do it again. No more name-calling.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Bobby,
he sounds like a retard.
I just told him not to call people names, and you do. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, hey, Bobby.
Retard.
Hello?
Yes.
Bobby, A,
yes.
Do you have a psychiatrist? And B, are you on heavy, heavy, heavy medications?
No.
Because
no.
this is unbelievable.
Are you? You know, you're asking questions that I could ask of you.
I
could very well ask them of you. You haven't even said.
I wish I had a baseball bat so I could destroy this thing.
I'm glad that I'm making an impact. You're funny. You make me laugh.
Well, do you have any response?
Well, no, I have no response for a man who's done nothing but insult. If you want to make some points, you can do that. But you sound to me...
Well, okay, so
your head went through a railroad spike.
Wait, hold on.
Well, he sounds to me like he had some kind of a railroad accident. And I'm being very serious now.
What do you mean a railroad accident?
You sound as if you had a rail spike go through your brain. Okay? You're always laughing, so it's proving my point.
All right, well, she does have one point, Andrew. You haven't really made any points. All you've been doing is just, asking questions. So she could ask the same questions. You know, are you on medication? Do you have a psychiatrist? You know?
You have a psychiatrist, sir? Are you on heavy medication? Are you even married? There's a good question.
Yeah, are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Yeah,
I'm
didn't think so.
Unmarried.
I didn't think so. I think probably when you sweat, it is a very foul... Never mind.
Jesus.
When you perspire...
Bobby,
do you have a chemical imbalance
that causes the same thing that Mr. Anderson did?
Like
I would kill myself. Goodbye.
I think he said he was going to...
All right, let's be very clear about something. I don't want any name-calling here.
You were very right in having him.
No, I understand whatever it was that I did that was very right, but I don't want to have any more name calling. I don't want to have any of this go on the program, okay?
You know, my wife said she's a retard.
Yeah, and you guys were talking about him sounding like he had a railroad spike through his head. So let's just, All right, we'll take a break here. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. The point here is the suicide of Russell Armstrong, the TV show The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and whether these people can order other people in their community to lower their flags, their American flags, their Homeowners Association flags, to half staff. All right, 1-800-5201-KFI is the number. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Sheriff's investigators trying to find a skateboarder who stabbed and killed a man on a red line train in Hollywood. Deputy Robert Bass, he says the two men got into an argument last night.
The argument escalated to the point where the suspect, a male Asian in his 20s, stabbed the victim, a male Hispanic in his 50s, in his upper torso.
A witness says the man who was stabbed was swinging a bicycle chain at the skateboarder, who used the board to block the chain, then stabbed the man. Skateboarder took off when the train stopped at Hollywood and Vine. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash in Pasadena.
On the 210 East before Sierra Madre, there's a crash blocking the carpool lane. Traffic slows at Altadena Drive. In Hollywood, 101 South is going to be slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to the 110. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving You Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Martin Luther King Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is slow from the 5 to the 10. In Commerce, 5 South is slow from Slauson Avenue to Firestone Boulevard. Northbound side is going to be slow from Valley View to the 605. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The news is brought to you by Fresh and Easy Neighborhood Market. Two men linked to 10 bank robberies all over the Southland have been arrested in Malibu after allegedly robbing a bank in Westlake Village. That robbery was reported about 1:30 yesterday afternoon.
Information was given to the dispatcher, and then essentially we provided the information to the field unit.
LA County Sheriff's Lieutenant Josh Ty says a deputy recognized the getaway car near Topanga Canyon Boulevard and the 101, stopped the driver. Some money was found in the car. Ernest Viana and Oleg Gorakovsky were arrested. The pair is also suspected of robbing banks in Brentwood, Tarzana, Burbank, Glendale, Pasadena, and Laverne. Dozens of environmentalist protesters have been arrested outside the White House over a proposed oil pipeline from Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Park police officials say 65 people were arrested today on the first day of a planned two-week protest. They want President Obama to deny a permit for the 1,700-mile Keystone XL pipeline that would go through Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas to refineries in Houston and Port Arthur, Texas. They say the pipeline would continue the nation's reliance on fossil fuels. Scottish officials insist they were right to release a Libyan man convicted of the Lockerbie bombing because he was dying of cancer, even though he's still alive 2 years later. Abdel Basset El Megraki was convicted in 2001 of murdering 270 people, most of them American, by blowing up a Pan Am plane over Scotland in 1988. Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Oh, yeah. Get the sideways look. There's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. He's really not getting the message. No, thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 328i sedan for $299 a month. Visit socalbmw.com/finance for details.
Some clouds and fog rolling into the Southland this evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny skies with temperatures a bit cooler than today. Highs in the low 80s. Clear on Monday and into next week and a bit hotter. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. 77 degrees in Burbank right now. Get the latest local news at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
It's 5:15. You just finished a strategic planning meeting, which spilled into an IT discussion, which led to a heated debate over the new website. You have a 5:30 to review quarterly projections, but need an update on your loan restructuring. On the way back to your office, you call your banker. It's 5:15. Do you get her or...
Hi, you've reached Barbara Covington. I'm sorry, I'm not available right now to take your call. Please leave your name.
Maybe it's time you called Comerica. We understand that the most difficult time to deal with your business is during business hours, which is why our relationship managers make themselves available to you at your convenience. They work around your schedule, because at the end of the day, there is no end of the day. To find out why Comerica is the leading bank for business, make an appointment with a Comerica business banker today, or visit us online at comerica.com/business. Comerica Bank. Member FDIC. Equal Opportunity Lender.
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called Four Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. Four ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now, 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now, 800-661-0600. 0600.
KFI.
AM 640.
And you're hot.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show on the line here every Saturday night until 10 o'clock. And this is radio for Patriots by Patriots, where truth is our bitch. Tonight we have Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And they're talking with us about the suicide of Russell Armstrong, who was the husband of one of the stars of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I notice here in the news story here, Bobby, and if, you know, we want to talk. I definitely want to get back to the idea that you have ordered flags to be flown at half staff there at your community. This man is going to have two funerals, but he's having one in Texas. He's having one in Los Angeles. It appears that they are providing for him, or that there will be two memorials to him in two separate areas because of where he lived and where he grew up.
Well, Phil, that is true, but it also reflects the significance of this television show to a great many of us that he would have two funerals, because it basically says that this television program, as well as this band, were so significant, if you will, so big, that one funeral really would not cover the amount of I don't know what the word is, the...
grieving?
Well, not so much grieving, but just the amount of recognition, Steve.
Well, just the amount of, just you gotta know about it.
The amount of what you gotta know about, you know?
The amount that you gotta know about, what do you mean?
The fact that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills... So it's not lost on me that the gentleman that I spoke with a few minutes ago was so angry. We have money. We are in a recession. People wish in many ways that they were a part of what we've got. And what I have, what Russell and his wife had, what the other girls on the show, what we all together have, is not something that the rest of the world has.
And so the anger that you feel that you heard was...
You said the guy was using up.
He was insulting me.
All right, but the anger that you saw... Yeah, he was insulting you, but I don't know that it was necessarily anger reflective of his not liking your station in life. I think it might have been anger at the fact that you... And I want to get back to this discussion, that you were out there telling people where to put their homeowners... Where to put their American flags... First of all, don't you think it's a good thing that people do fly the American flag?
Well, yes, we do fly the American flag. A great many families fly the American flag in our community because we're very happy to be a part of a country that has allowed us to live so well. We also recognize that in recent years, many people are flying the American flag. And so we're going to fly the American flag, too, in a lot of ways to show people how it's done. When we asked people to lower their flags to half staff, when we asked people to lower not just their American flags, but also their what it could be their school flags.
What am I hearing in the background there?
That's an alarm.
Yeah.
We have just an alarm cell. What we're doing right now is we have a deck that is above the pool area here at our community center. It's a deck, and we've got some binoculars. If we can scan basically the roof line of the community that way. So,
you're scanning the roofline of the community in order to do what? In
our, well, to see the flag.
Well, what is happening, Phil, is if we see a flag that is not at half staff, we'll go over there and we'll knock on the door and we'll tell them, you know, your flag is not at half staff. If, for whatever reason, they don't lower that flag, we can then do one of two things. We can bill them at the end of the month.
What is this billing them at the end of the month? I don't know what that means. When you bill somebody at the end of the month because their flag isn't at half staff, it doesn't sound like it covers any homeowners association rules that I've ever heard of. And that, see, there's that...
We have one at 4 o'clock, Steve said. So he's going to get our security guys over there.
So in other words, your husband is doing what?
Let me do it, Steve. He is looking at the horizon because what you're doing, Steve, is you're grabbing the phone out of my hand. Can you excuse me, Phil, for a minute? What you're doing is you're grabbing...
No, I got to move on. I don't know whether you guys are sharing the same phone or what's going on, but I need to keep this going.
Yeah. Grabbing the phone out of my hand. Don't do that, because...
I don't need to speak to you, sir. I can speak to your wife.
What?
I can speak to your wife so that if there is a problem with the phone, you know?
Give me the phone, in other words. Translation, give me the phone. Don't ever grab... I'm sorry, Phil.
Look, I need to speak to you guys and not have a domestic dispute going on right now in your home. So that whatever has to do with the phone and whether there is... This is this alarm.
Get me the phone. If it's at 3 o'clock, get those... Phil, it's a flag alarm.
I understand you got a flag alarm. Who is... What is with that siren?
What?
He's pushing a button, and that alerts our security people. And when the security people are alerted, then we give them a call and we tell them what... Is it at 3 o'clock? There's another one. How many of these are?
They're running back up.
So, Phil, these are families that have been told to lower their flag, and they are lowering the flag, and then they're putting it back up. Turn it off, will you, Steve? Turn it off.
Okay, if you are having a dispute...
Phil, just a minute. When I tell you to do something, you do it.
Ms. Dooley?
Please, Phil, hold on. When I tell you to do something, you do it, right? Isn't that right? When I tell you to do something, you do it. Isn't that right? Maybe. How'd that feel?
Okay, you know, I can't have this on my show.
I understand.
I don't know what you just did or what I heard from your husband, but I can't have this on my show. At some point, either I'm going to call the police... Or one of my listeners is going to call them. This is a ridiculous siren. You understand that?
Yeah, 2 o'clock on there. Get up and do your job. Get up and do your job. Bastard. So this is a situation that we have. We told them to lower the flag. Everything's under control. We told them to lower these flags. They wouldn't do it. And we are sending our 3 security people. And I apologize. Steve said send the 3 Mexicans. He didn't mean that.
I didn't hear him say that, but if he did, I think he should be ashamed of himself. And I have to ask you, Ms. Dooley, if I hear one more thing from you having to do with, you know, do what I'm telling you, or smacking your husband, or anything like that.
No, I did not mean to do that. He escalated it.
So what is happening now is you're getting some kind of a flag alarm. I don't know who is seeing or spotting. There it goes again. Who is doing the spotting?
We've got one of the security guys here right now. I don't want Steve anywhere near... Don't give him the binoculars. I don't want Steve anywhere near the binoculars. What is happening, Phil, is that the Tillotsons are one family, the Broncos are another family, the Shermans are another family. Yeah, go down and cut the flag down if you have to. And what's going on is this. When we tell them to lower the flag, we leave and they put it back up. So we went back and we said, lower the flag to half staff. We leave and they put it back up and they think it's a game. Well, guess what? I just sent our security guys over there, and they are now going to cut the flag down. Here's another one. Okay.
So it's the same 3 families?
No, it's the same 3 families that are provoking the other families. Yeah, they just told me it's the same 3 families provoking the other families. You go down and you cut that flag down.
So you're cutting people's flags down?
we are cutting the flags down on some of them and others that we are going to bill.
Now, what is the bill that you're sending people?
Hold on.
Ms. Dooley?
Hold on, Phil.
Ms. Dooley, if you tell me to hold on one more time, I'm going to hang up.
I'm sorry. What was your question?
What is the bill that you are sending to these people?
It's a homeowners association lien. We're leaning them 10% of their homeowners association dues if they do not. This is a lot of.
So you're going to lien these people?
No, we're trying to cut the flag down. What happened? Cut the flag down. Don't be afraid. I'm having to send. We have our security people. These are our night people. They are Hispanic. They are new to the country. They're afraid. I'm just going to turn this up. Shut up.
All right. I'm going to take a break, Ms. Dooley, because I don't think you've got that situation under control there. You understand?
I do have it under control.
No, you don't, because I heard you just tell your husband to shut up. You're telling me about the guys that are new to the country that work security.
I didn't say Mexican. Steve did.
I understand, but it sounds like you've got... So we're going to take a break. You get it under control. What is happening over there is there's a siren that goes off when they see someone's flag isn't at half-staff because of the death of Russell Armstrong from this television show, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, that they believe is a show that speaks for them, the wealthy. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1534, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on this weekend's edition of the KFI Sunday Morning News, just how much of a civil right is it for you to use your cell phone while you're underground? What right does Anonymous have to break into your city's website? And that just happened. Plus, the 9 news nuggets you need to know tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, LA's number one BMW and Mini dealer. My son Ethan recently set up his first savings account. Just like my dad did with me, we try to make a point to teach him that a little savings can go a long way. At Nick Alexander BMW, we practice this savings mindset every day. With the largest selection of BMWs in Los Angeles, our customers save valuable time and money from driving all over town searching for that perfect BMW. Plus, being located in the wholesale district keeps our overhead low and means even more savings to you, like a brand new 2011 BMW 328i for just $299 a month. That's the fuel-efficient 328i for only $299 a month, plus tax, $12.95 down, 36 months, 10,000 miles per year on approved credit. And the savings don't stop there. With zero-cost maintenance, free roadside assistance, and Nick's free flatbed pickup and delivery. Call 800-800-NICK for details or visit us online at alexanderbmw.com. We're centrally located to all of Southern California in the wholesale district. That's 800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't say no.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the last stand of Muammar Gaddafi could be happening. And Rembrandt Schmembrandt. Pasadena's clearing up.
On the 210 East before Sierra Madre, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic is jammed from the 134. In Hollywood, 101 South is going to be slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Martin Luther King Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is going to be slow from the 5 to the 10. In Commerce, the 5 South is slow from Slauson Avenue to Firestone Boulevard. Northbound side is going to be slow from Valley View to the 605. KFI traffic is brought to you by TriNet. I'm David Penson.
If you deal with acne like me, you know how embarrassing it can be. Acne red or brown spots or old acne scars are no fun. If you're tired of covering up your face and ready to get rid of your acne forever, call Dr. Rispler at the Laser and Dermatology Institute. Dr. Rispler is a true acne specialist. In fact, LDI has over 30 different FDA-approved lasers to treat just about any skin condition. Everyone deserves clear skin. Call now to set up a completely free consultation. 800-606-6000. You can even book your free consultation online at laserhq.com.
Have you tried this yellowtail Moscato?
No, but it looks good. It tastes a lot like...
But I also get a hint of...
And how about those light tones of...
La, 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 la. With a nice playful texture that says...
Words alone can't describe new yellowtail Moscato. A wine that's a little sweet with a little fizzy. New Moscato from Yellowtail. Imported by W.J. Deutsch & Sons, White Plains, New York. Please drink responsibly.
When I told my friends that I signed up for Verizon Fios online at VerizonFios.com, they were absolutely shocked.
My friend Morgan asked,
how can you sign up without speaking to someone?
And then my friend Samantha was like,
how do you know which bundle is right for you? What if you have a question?
And of course, Maddie chimed in with,
well, how do you know if you're getting the best price?
Well, I told them all that VerizonFios.com is the best way to order. It was fast and easy and gave me all the tools and information I needed to choose or customize my own bundle. And when I had questions, there was instant live chat with a Fios agent. Plus, I didn't have to worry because Verizon offers their lowest price online, guaranteed. Well, guess what their next question was?
What was that website again?
Get Fios TV, internet, and phone for just $84.99 a month for a year. It's our best price guarantee, only when you order online. Try, compare, and buy at VerizonFios.com today. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers only, ends 8/27/11. Visit VerizonFios.com for details.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your travel a little more special, like a bigger room or complimentary breakfast? With a Visa Signature credit card, you can get great perks like these with instant Hilton Honors Gold membership at any of the 3,700 hotels and resorts in the Hilton Worldwide portfolio. Just register, book, and stay by August 31st, 2011 at any one of 10 distinct brands, including Hilton Hotels and Resorts, Hampton, Embassy Suites, and Waldorf Astoria. When you use your Visa Signature card, you can spend a bit more time relaxing with late checkout. Keep your friends up to date with complimentary Wi-Fi access and much more. One more way Visa Signature helps you go experience more. Visit VisaSignature.com to take advantage of this offer and get your Hilton Honors Gold membership. More people go with Visa. Offer available for a limited time now through August 31st, 2011. Gold membership benefits subject to availability and vary by hotel. Reservations must be made at HiltonHonors.com with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card. Other restrictions apply. Go to VisaSignature.com for complete terms and conditions.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, a Volkswagen, a Mazda, a Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time and visit Riverside Metro Auto Group. They have the largest inventory of hard-to-find models, plus over 400 used cars to choose from. You're going to find exactly what you're looking for. Check out this week's deal coming from Riverside Mazda. Right now, get a 2011 Mazda 3, no money down, $189 a month. That's right, a 2011 Mazda 3, no money down, $189 a month. It's Riverside Mazda's Sign and Drive event. Five great dealers under one great roof. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group, off the 91 freeway Adams Street exit. Go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com. Zero due at signing plus tax on approved credit, 12,000 miles a year, close end 48-month lease through MAC. Three at this low KFI special, see dealer for details.
TriNet survey says 100% of startups would rather shut down than spend days and nights wrestling with the complexities of payroll and benefits. TriNet can solve it for them. TriNet does HR, payroll, and more. TriNet.com, where happy startups realize their ambitions.
The Angels host the Chicago White Sox on Tuesday, August 23rd at 7.05 p.m. Fans in attendance receive a Rally Monkey Chia Pet while supplies last. Don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind giveaway. Purchase your tickets at angels.com or at the Angel Stadium ticket window today.
Zombies, vampires, lizard people. Coast to Coast AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till Saturday night. Every night till Saturday night, that's great.
You mean every Saturday night?
Every Saturday night till 10, sorry. Good Lord. Bobby and Steve Dooley is with us. We are on, you know, Monday through Friday on KTLK AM 1150. I apologize. We got discombobulated there. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. I will congratulate myself on not giving out the national number, as I do usually.
Is that a very difficult switch to make, Phil? I was just curious.
No, it's not. It really isn't, and I think I probably think it is, and that's why you have to concentrate a little bit. We're talking with you, Bobby, and your husband, Steve, about the death of Russell Armstrong, who was the husband of one of the women on of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You're saying this is a TV show that speaks for you. You say this is a TV show that speaks for those people with money.
And we really think that is significant, too, even to the point where you heard what Steve and I were going through here. We're trying to keep our community as really as upscale as we possibly can, even at the point where I'm having to get into a domestic dispute with him on the air. It isn't anything that I'm proud of.
Well, I heard some kind of something happening there. You have a siren going off when you see a flag that is not at half staff for this man. And that's what we're talking about. The lowering of flags in your community to half staff because of the death of someone from this television program. And I told you, it's my understanding that that is only done for people who are involved in some level of public service.
We feel that he was, so.
I mean public service for the public, that is the United States of America, in government service, something like that. 1-800-520-1534, Phil Henry Show, Stephanie in Big Bear Lake. Go ahead, please.
Actually, I just wanted to say that I'm a little offended. I actually am from a well-off family myself, and I'm a little offended by that because I feel that the half-staff thing is for people who have been in the military or have given their lives for people who have, you know, for us as a country, not for the rich people, not for the poor people, not for anybody in particular, just for the people in general, for our country. And this man didn't give his life for us. This man killed himself.
Well,
that's something that's not honorable or something that we should honor. That's something that we should regret and something we should look down upon.
Well, you know that there is a tradition in the military of killing yourself if instead of giving yourself up to the enemy. You know that?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But was he giving himself up to an enemy? No.
I think he
was either depressed or there
was
something wrong with him.
There was
no enemy there except for himself.
No, I think he was giving him. I think the enemy was at the door. And the enemy are those people who don't work for a living and yet want that lifestyle. And that's what Steve and I are really talking about here. We work hard. We live in a beautiful home. You say you come from a beautiful home?
Yes.
All right. What kind of home, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, my family owns a beautiful three-bedroom home on 5 acres of property.
Mm-hmm. And what does your father do?
Let's not get into the personal.
Well, okay.
God, man.
It doesn't have anything to do with anything.
I've been telling everybody about how we got our money. Why can't she?
Because that's not what this is about.
Well,
you know.
Your name is Stephanie, right? Stephanie, here's what I'm saying. The enemy that was at the door were people who watch TV in there. You know the people that I'm talking about. And they want to break in, almost like in that movie Night of the Living Dead, when they broke into that home. You remember that?
Okay. Yes, but I can understand
yes.
that. But
the ghoul broke in.
For themselves. If they don't want to work for their money, if they don't want to do anything on themselves, then they're not going to live in luxury. They're not going to have what they want. They're not going to have what they need, and they're not going to support themselves.
Right.
They're going to live off of the government. They're going to do what they're going to do.
I don't think that's
and, yeah, the government's going to have to suffer for that a little bit, but we are not. We are going to still work for our money. We are still going to pay our taxes.
Well,
we're still going to do what we're going to do and make
Armstrong.
Our lives happy.
He
this man was not threatened by that except for paying his taxes.
But he killed himself to keep that figurative ghoul out of the living room. And that's what I'm saying. And
he killed himself to keep the figurative ghoul out of the living room, meaning the poor people.
If you look at that film, Night of the Living Dead, yes, they were breaking into a gated community.
They were not doing anything to him. They were doing that to themselves. They are not hurting him. All he was doing is paying his own taxes. He was paying into what everybody would have to pay into, whether you're poor or rich. Even the poor people who work for a living and break their backs every single day working minimum wage jobs have to do all this and pay into the government for these people who don't want to work.
All right. Very good point. And thank you very much for your call, Stephanie. Phil Henry Show here. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line from the Western Estates Homeowners Association on the death of this poor man, the suicide of Russell Armstrong, and the mandatory lowering of flags to half staff in their community because of it. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back in a moment on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, August 20th.
Fight the spread of ignorance. Here is your idiot vaccine.
Oh, the pain!
Southern California's KFI.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
KFI News.
On the hour.
On the half.
And all weekend long.
Gunfire explosions being heard in the Libyan capital of Tripoli. I'm Michael Crozier. Rebels took control of the major coastal city of Zawiya today and quickly made their way towards the capital about 30 miles away. Fox's
Tibbet Murkowski
is in Tripoli and says
shit,
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is calling the rebels
vermin
and gearing up
is.
For a final showdown in the capital.
You know what? Maybe I got to get...
That we've had from Muammar Gaddafi...
To dig a little bit more into some local stuff that's going on.
The audio messages on state television, he's urging his followers to go to the front lines and fight. And we're told that once you understand the Libyan mentality, you'll know that he will never leave. And I tend to believe that he will make Tripoli the scene of his final showdown.
Just like Hitler.
White House officials say President Obama is being kept up to date while on his working vacation at Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Slow Pasadena.
On the 210 East before Sierra Madre, that earlier crash is long gone. The traffic is jammed from the 134. In Hollywood, 101 South is going to be slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is going to be slow from the 5 to Silver Lake Boulevard. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is slow from the 101 to the 10. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving You Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Norwalk, the 5 North is slow from Rosecrans Avenue to the 605. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Turns out that stolen Rembrandt may not even be a Rembrandt.
The drawing was stolen from an upscale hotel in Marina del Rey and left 2 days later at a priest's office in Encino. But now some experts are questioning whether the Rembrandt is real, saying they've never heard of it or seen it in a catalog. The owner of the pen and ink drawing says it's a signed work by the master artist worth $250,000. Investigators from the L.A. County Sheriff's Office are taking a closer look, but they're more interested in surveillance video that might identify the art thief. Terry Anser, KFI News.
Thousands of Verizon workers on strike for almost 2 weeks are going back to work, even though their contract dispute isn't over. The 45,000 employees walked off the job August 7th, partly because the company wants to freeze pensions and make workers pay for health insurance. The union say Verizon is profitable and can afford to maintain those benefits. The employees have agreed to return to work Tuesday while negotiations continue. President Obama says members of Congress need to put country before politics and find ways to get people back to work. In his weekly media address today, the president says the country would be a whole lot better off if lawmakers showed the same kind of discipline, integrity, and responsibility most Americans show in their lives every day.
We need folks in Washington, the people whose job it is to deal with the country's problems, the people who you elected to serve, we need them to put aside their differences to get things done.
In the Republicans' weekly address, Ohio Governor John Kasich said the country needs a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution.
As a former chairman of the House Budget Committee, I can tell you there is no better way to control future spending and give our job creators long-term certainty than through a balanced budget amendment.
Kasich says he's encouraged to see Republicans fought to ensure both houses of Congress will vote this fall on that balanced budget amendment. Coffee, tea, or tissue, Tito? That story, the forecast, much more the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
At Acura, we develop cars and SUVs with exceptionally innovative technologies. Technologies like an engine design that optimizes fuel efficiency at low RPMs while delivering outstanding power at high RPMs. A body structure that can redirect frontal crash energy around the cabin and away from you. An all-wheel drive system that can transfer up to 100% of rear power to the outside wheel for greater control. And an available climate control system that can actually track the position of the sun. And here's another innovation we think you'll appreciate. Right now, you'll find exceptional offers on every new Acura, including 0.9% APR financing on the 7-passenger MDX with super handling all-wheel drive. Visit your local Acura dealer today. Acura. Advance. 0.9% APR for well-qualified buyers. Offer ends September 6, 2011. See dealer for details.
Southern California, take advantage of Acura's great offers on the luxurious 7-passenger MDX. For more information, visit SoCalAcuraDealers.com.
The Virgin Airlines says it's going to start warning passengers that the movie they're watching could make them cry. They're doing it because of a survey that found more than half of the airline's customers agreed they're more emotional while flying. As many as 41% of men polled admitted they hid under blankets to hide their tears. Women said they were more likely to pretend they had something in their eyes. Some of the biggest tear jerkers, The Blind Side and Toy Story 3. Southland weather from KFI. Low clouds, little fog rolling into the Southland this evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Clear to sunny skies tomorrow with temperatures a bit cooler. Near 70 at the beaches, 80 Metro LA, Orange County, low 80s in the valleys. Then clear on Monday to start the week. A little bit hotter again, highs upper 80s. Right now in Anaheim, 68. Newport Beach, 67. Cerritos, 70. Long Beach, 71 degrees. Don't miss a thing. Follow us on Twitter at KFI News. I'm Michael Crozier.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we are here every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. This is Truth is Our Bitch Radio, and, you know, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, and we continue to press it, and it's a very dangerous thing, you know.
But we're having fun.
We're having fun, exactly, man. So this hour, what we're going to do, though, is take a little bit of a turn. We're going to bring on a news contributor that we've often had on our program, and it is never without some bit of fireworks. But we do it because we feel it's important. We do it because he has generally been a good source of information, and also it needs to be said right now that this man was incarcerated for some very serious crimes, but has, since his release, he has adhered to all the conditions of his parole, his probation, etc. His name is Herb Sewell. He was at Atascadero, the forensic hospital at Atascadero, for his crimes, which were crimes against children. And Herb, thank you for being with us. I know that you're at a place where we will not give out the location. You are at a halfway house, although you're right now doing what?
I'm employed at?
No, you're in a car, though, right?
Yeah, I'm coming back from some research that I was doing. Most of what I do now is online research for different universities in the area. Not different universities, different educators. I do some online research. But I was actually dropping off a packet of information that I had. And that's what I'm doing now. We're stopping to get some gasoline, and we'll be back home very, very shortly.
All right. This past weekend, last weekend, you were in Laguna Beach. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
What were you doing?
Well, I was down there. I was consulting with one of the people that employs me. I stopped to have my lunch at one of the view benches there overlooking the cove at Laguna Beach. I was, in point of fact, well away from any area where children congregate, which is part of the term of my parole and the agreement with the court is I am to be 200 feet. From any place that the children congregate. And so I was unaware, quite frankly, that I was in any area. There was a beach, and there were families, and I did see, but I was well aware from that.
You were what? You were well aware?
I was well away, I'm sorry, well away from that.
Okay.
But at one point I did see a small child that had gone between the rocks. This is a rocky area of beach, Phil, as you know, and people have been with Laguna Beach now. It's a rocky area beach, and one of the children had gone between the rocks and had gone out into the waves and was unsupervised, is the best way to put it. Now, I was looking at this child. And
how old was the kid, do you know?
Well, the child couldn't have been more than 5 or 6, I don't think, but it was difficult for me to tell from where I was. Well, the instinct, I think, even for one such as myself, while I have been, you have to understand, I went 8 years in a forensic hospital. I was subjected to all kinds of electroshock, insulin shock, different treatments. I have not reoffended, and I'm well within my wit, so I understand the severity of the crimes that I committed. Now, having said all of that, I saw this child wandering out of the off the beach into this rocky shoal area. And if you're familiar with some of the music from the south, you've heard of Muscle Shoals, but this was called the Laguna Shoals.
All right, but you saw the kid going into the water.
I saw the child going into the water, yes. And, of course, now I'm seeing a child that is in water that is deep, and the child is being lifted by some of the surf. I looked back and did not see any of the adults, of which there were two. There were two females, and there was a group of, I don't know, 4 or 5 looked to be children.
What day of the week was this?
This was Sunday.
So there should have been a lot of people around, huh?
Absolutely. But this was a day at the beach. It was a little bit overcast. So, as you know, some of the weather has been a bit overcast on the coast this entire summer. So, watching this, I recognized that there was no one that was going to come to this child's aid should there be a problem, and I sort of stood up and recognized that if I did anything, it would be perceived by some as a violation of the terms of my parole, and therefore I couldn't necessarily go within the prescribed area. You see what I'm saying?
So in other words, you're saying that if you attempted to go down to that beach to... What about warning some of those adults?
It wouldn't make any difference. If I got within 200 feet of those adults, they would say, well, guess what? We don't believe you. We think you were going down there to be within proximity of that child to do some nasty thing, you know. So I...
What about standing up there and yelling and waving?
Well, again, you run the risk if they find out your record and they know that you've been in jail or imprisoned for these crimes against children, there's going to be a certain vigilante mentality. I have to take all of this into consideration.
So what did you do? So you're watching a kid go out into the waves. You can't do anything about it, you say, because you're afraid of getting arrested?
Yes, because there's going to either be the threat of arrest if I get within the 200 feet, or there's going to be some sort of a vigilante mentality.
And you're pretty... This vigilante mentality, you know...
Well, Phil, I don't need to remind you, and I don't think I need that floral an imagination, to be aware of the fact that there are a great many people that are ready, willing, and able to take the law into their own hands when it comes to an individual such as myself. So, no, I wasn't going to go there, as the modern... people say these days, you know, I'm not going there. Have you ever heard that phrase?
Of course.
All right. Well, I'm not going there. And so I could only do one thing. I sat down and I took a pad and a pen out, and I took notes. I wanted to be very clear as to where I was, where I thought the child was, what I saw happen, so that no one can accuse me of causing this, which I realize sounds ridiculous. But
oh, come on.
You don't know. You don't know. So I wanted to take notes. Where is the child? Where am I? I want to make very sure and very clear these individuals read these notes will say, all right, at least we know you were on the bench. Now, why didn't you do anything? Because there is a law against me doing something like that. Why didn't you say something? Because I'm afraid of this kind of vigilante mentality. I don't know what people are going to do. Why didn't you? And so I can answer those questions. Now, the next thing I wanted to do was to determine how large was the child, so on and so forth. I had a camera, and I had an individual passing by. I said, would you please take a picture of me? And I want the scale. I'll stand here, get the scale. And
so, hold on for a minute, Herb. Hold on, okay?
All right.
You have a child that could very well be at that very moment in danger, okay?
Yes, I understand that, Phil.
No, hold on. So what you're doing is you're sitting there and taking notes. You are also, you got somebody taking a picture of you?
Yes, because I wanted to get the scale of how big I am, where the kid is. Do you understand what I'm trying to do?
No, I don't understand. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to show how far away I am. All right.
To make sure that you're well within the law. I got that. But meanwhile, there's a kid that's about to drown.
So let me ask you something, and I don't mean to be rude. I really don't. But what do you want me to do about it? I'm Herb Sewell. I've been in prison for child molestation. I have terms of parole and probation that I have to adhere to. What do you think I'm going to do about it?
So what were you going to do?
What I was doing now is telling you, if you'll allow me.
Go ahead.
I was taking notes. I was going to provide to the authorities as clear a description of what I saw happen when the child finally went down, because I was anticipating that this kid was going to go under for the third time. And
so the question is this. The question is this.
Will I be allowed to finish?
All right, but hold on. But the question is this. Given the child's life or your safety from the authorities, what was going to give here?
Well, I don't understand your question.
In other words, given what was going to be, what was the outcome here? Was the kid going to die, or were you going to risk the...
Well, the child didn't die.
No, I know that, but what if there was only two things that could happen, Herb Sewell risking his freedom, going down and helping that child, or that child dying, what was going to happen?
You're making me the bad guy here, Philip.
What was going to happen? Just tell me.
The child's going to die.
And so you were going to sit there and take notes and watch that child go under.
What am I supposed to do? Go down there and say, hi, I'm Herb Sewell. By the way, I was at Atascadero for 8 years for child molestation. Let me go out into the water and get your kid. And
how about, hi, I'm Herb Sewell. Why don't you go save your kid? I just saw him.
I can't go within 200 feet, hello.
And you can't yell.
I'm going to yell what? These women are down a cliff. Hey, hey, all they're going to hear is hey. This is what it's going to sound like. Hey, hey.
That's not what it's going to sound like.
Yeah, if I said your child's drowning, hey, you can't even tell.
All right, let's get to a break here. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. Herb Sewell here, who saw a child in danger at Laguna and said nothing. Said nothing as this child was in the wave, said nothing as this child almost went under, said nothing as this child almost drowned, because as a child, as a convicted child molester, he can't be anywhere near kids. And he said nothing. And it was only just fortuitous that this child was saved. 1-800-5201-KFI. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Hey, it's your holy host. This week...
got a spot here.
All right, we're back in 15 seconds.
All right, and I give the phone number twice.
...from the Jersey Shore TV show to stop wearing their clothes. What does this have to do with your relationship with God? Tune in tomorrow and find out.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
Phil Hendry here for Young Miller Law. I want to tell you guys, I talked to Joe Young, and he is the senior partner in Young Miller Law. Dane Miller is the managing partner. They are experienced in negotiation. They're experienced at litigation. Now, those are the basic things that they know how to do. And I can tell you that you can pick up the phone and call Young Miller Law right now. You will talk to the senior partner, Joe Young. You understand this? That you will talk to Joe Young. He will hear what it is that you've got to say. He will hear what problem it is that you have. These guys are problem solvers. But the bigger thing that I want you to know is this, okay? Having an attorney is not a luxury. Having an attorney is not a luxury. It is an absolute necessity, because you are going to have to negotiate all kinds of things in your life. If you plan on being successful, and I know you do plan on being successful, you must have good people representing you. Whether it is negotiating something, whether it is actually going to court. These guys are experienced litigators, as I said. They will go to court. Whether it's negotiating something on the courthouse steps, these guys are problem solvers. That's the point that I'm trying to make. They're problem solvers if it's a divorce. They're problem solvers if it is a business situation, a real estate situation, an employment situation, personal injury, criminal law. Young Miller, I recommend them. Please call them, folks. 1-800-968-9930. I have attorneys. You need a good attorney. Young Miller, 1-800-968-9930.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8:30, Gaddafi calls rebels vermin in Libya. And it's been a deadly day for air shows across the country. Slow in Hollywood.
The 101 South is slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is going to be slow from the 5 to Silver Lake Boulevard. In South LA, the 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is going to be slow from the 101 to the 10. In Norwalk, the 5 North is slow from Rosecrans Avenue to the 605. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving You Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In San Bernardino National Forest, 15 South before the 138, an overturned car is over to the right shoulder. Traffic slow from Oak Hill Road. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. I'm David Penson.
While some of us work on our tan lines this summer, Mercedes-Benz will be working on their assembly lines, finish lines, and red lines. It's a work ethic you quickly come to appreciate behind the wheel of a C300 sports sedan. The tightness of the turns, the fit of its contoured seats, and the response of its powerful, efficient V6. So while others hit the beaches, hit the road instead in your new C-Class. Come into your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer for the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event, now through August 31st, and get the 2011 C-Class, an IIHS top safety pick, for just $339 a month for 33 months, with $4,189 due at signing. But hurry, because at only $339 a month, this offer won't be around for long.
Available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through August 31st, 2011. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for offer details.
Have you been thinking of finally completing your bachelor's degree or advancing your education with a master's or doctorate in psychology or business, or perhaps a Juris Doctor law degree? For over 30 years, California Southern University has provided quality distance education to busy parents and working professionals. Cal Southern offers accredited degrees all online, so you can complete all your courses from anywhere, anytime. Imagine earning the degree of your dreams without sitting in traffic driving to a classroom. You can study at your convenience or accelerate your program. You can even start by just taking a single course. Earn your accredited degree all online without taking on expensive student loans. Call now and ask about their low tuition and interest-free monthly payments and discover the Cal Southern difference at 800-884-5114. That's 800-884-5114. Again, that's 800-884-5114, or visit calsouthern.edu.
Are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. For a quote or business opportunity, contact District Manager Jeffrey Ellis at 714-210-0471. In-N-Out Burger, where they don't make a thing until you order it. From your hot, juicy double-double to your crisp, golden fries sliced from real potatoes right in the store. So come on in and let them know what they can make for you today. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.
This is the sound of Jim's Chase Mortgage. This is the sound of Sean's Chase Mortgage. And this is the sound of Nancy's Chase Mortgage. That's because Chase checking customers can earn cash back on their mortgage. That's money to spend on whatever you want. A new lawnmower, a new grill for the backyard, even some new golf clubs.
Four! Oops.
Or maybe just lessons. Simply get a new Chase mortgage or refinance your loan and sign up for automatic payments to start getting cash back. Up to $500 annually for the life of the program, which could add up to thousands over time. Stop into a branch today or go to chase.com/mortgagecashback to learn more about our great rates and to find out how your mortgage can start paying you back. Mortgage cash back only from Chase. Chase, what matters.
All home lending products are subject to credit and property approval. A Chase personal checking account required with automatic mortgage payments. This program is not available in all states. Other restrictions and limitations may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank NA, member FDIC.
If you deal with acne like me, you know how embarrassing it can be. Acne red or brown spots or old acne scars are no fun. If you're tired of covering up your face and ready to get rid of your acne forever, call Dr. Rispler at the Laser and Dermatology Institute. Dr. Rispler is a true acne specialist. In fact, LDI has over 30 different FDA-approved lasers to treat just about any skin condition. Everyone deserves clear skin. Call now to set up a completely free consultation. 800-606-6000. You can even book your free consultation online at laserhq.com.
Have you tried this yellowtail Moscato?
No, but it looks good. It tastes a lot like...
But I also get a hint of...
And how about those light tones of...
Fa-la-la-la-la. With a nice playful texture that says...
Words alone can't describe new yellowtail Moscato. A wine that's a little sweet with a little fizzy. New Moscato from Yellowtail. Imported by W.J. Deutsch & Sons, White Plains, New York. Please drink responsibly.
KFI reminds you to wear your life jacket. If it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
KFI, AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show here every Saturday night till 10 o'clock, where truth is our bitch. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. If you don't believe us, you just ask them. With us is Herb Sewell. He is a man who has been a contributor to our program, a news contributor for a long time. But we are talking to him about something very personal, because he did 8 years at Atascadero, a forensic psychiatric hospital. And when we say a forensic psychiatric hospital, Herb, what are we talking about?
Well, what we're talking about, Phil, is what was one time referred to as a hospital for the criminally insane.
Right.
And we don't refer to them that way anymore. We refer to them as forensic hospitals. And I think it's a much better, I think it's a more descriptive term, but certainly the individuals that are incarcerated there are no less dangerous, and they are certainly dangerous. I was dangerous. There's no question that I was dangerous. There's no question one time in my life I was dangerous.
And you have not reoffended?
No, I have not. No, I have not.
And you have adhered to the terms of your parole? You report to your parole officer?
Absolutely.
And so that's where that's at. So now we come to this day on Sunday, last Sunday, where you saw this child wandering into the surf to a very dangerous level, and was your instinct at one point to run down there?
Well, I think, of And I think any person's instinct is going to be to take off running. But almost immediately as I had that thought, I also had the other thought, and I had the thought of self-preservation. I don't think I can be faulted for that. And the self-preservation thought that I had was, A, I go down there, I possibly violate the terms of my parole. There could be a peace officer involved. Before you know it, I'm in custody. B, this very expressed and very, very vocal and well-publicized vigilantism that has surrounded the cases of the predators, pedophiles, so forth. I didn't want to risk any of that, and so the only thing I could do was to document what I was seeing. And by God, if the child went under and was lost, at least I would have record of where that happened. When they began to drag the bottom of the...
Oh, God. Are you listening to what you're saying?
Phil, I've thought of nothing else.
Drag the bottom of the what? What are we talking about here?
The cove area there.
Was the surf that rough?
It was not. No, I believe that was why... It's a children's area because of the cove, and so it protects the area of heavy surf.
Because of the rock formation?
Yes.
All right. Our number, 1-800-521-KFI... The Phil Hendry Show. Let's go take a phone call right now. We have Dave in Thousand Oaks. Go ahead, Dave.
Hello, Phil. How
yes,
are
sir.
You?
Good.
This guy hurts some nut. How'd he get out of the Tascadero? But I can just see this guy sitting on the.
What would you have me do, sir? Throw myself at the mercy of the court and say, well, I thought I'd go ahead and break the terms of my parole because Dave there in Thousand Oaks thought that I should.
Well, let me tell you.
Is that how that works? How does that work in your world? Tell me.
Yeah. Well, you're sitting up there in your fishnet speedo scoping out these little boys.
No, you're not taking... In other words, you don't take what I said seriously at all, do you? You don't take it seriously at all.
Take it very seriously.
I think if you had been there, you would have let the child die too, wouldn't you?
Well, what does that mean?
No,
he's making a big joke out of it.
No, wait a minute. You know, I'll tell you this.
We going to address the issue at hand here? Or, you know, the issue at hand is what? The issue at hand is...
The issue at hand is, was what am I supposed to do?
No, the issue at hand for me is, what about this kid?
Well, don't ask Dave, because he doesn't know.
Well, you're the guy that was there.
I was there, yes. I did what I had to do. I'm not going to get arrested. Excuse me, Dave, I'm talking. I'm not going to get arrested, and I'm not going to allow myself to be put in jail, because no one's going to give me a medal.
So the kid dies.
I was documenting it. I was documenting it the best way I knew how. Is that right, Dave? Is that what you do, Dave?
No, let me tell you. I've been
tell me, Dave.
Old Crescent Bay. I've rescued a number of people, big surf up at Crescent,
Sure.
The road from Moon Beach.
Right.
And you don't think twice. You see someone drowning.
No, you haven't rescued them. Where can I find record of you rescuing somebody? In your dreams.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let the man talk.
I've even rescued folks. It's been in the paper up at Channel Islands Marina, Hollywood by the Sea.
Oh, what a load. And
what a load, my butt. I've rescued about five. Hello?
You haven't rescued. This is a fantasy that you have while you're sitting on a bus bench. Isn't it a fantasy?
It's well done.
Isn't it a fantasy?
Yeah, you know, I know some of the crowd down there in Laguna, and let me tell you, you hold on to your kids down there, okay? And you just fit in perfectly. How you escaped from a Tascadero? How long was your sentence there?
8 years.
Eight years.
Eight. Yep. Listen, I'm not laying on a median someplace, counting how many pennies I've got in my knapsack. I'm out there working for a living. Oh. I'm not selling oranges at the end of a freeway. Whatever you do. I'm sure you didn't rescue anyone.
Herv. Let's believe the man. I'm taking you at your word, Herb. Let's take him at...
My name isn't Herb.
Herb. Taking you at your word. Dave, so you rescued people at Crescent Bay. That's way up Northern California, right?
Oh, no. That's Crescent City. Crescent Bay is a cove up just south of Emerald Bay in Laguna.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Big surf. Big south swells. Huge. You get these people out there from the, you know, go out with no fins and cut off jeans, and guess what's gonna happen to them in 10 foot?
I'll bet this big
they're
swell.
Gonna drown.
Like you talking about big swells, I'm not.
All right, thanks very much, Dave. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. Get him out of here, smartass. We'll be back with Herb Sewell here as we talk about his day at the beach. He refused to save a child that could very well have been in imminent danger because of the terms of his parole as a child molester. All right, 1-800-5201-KFI. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Rebels in Libya are making a strong push into the capital of Tripoli. The major coastal city of Zawiya was taken today before the rebels made their way to the capital about 30 miles away.
All clear.
Fox's Tadek Markowski is in Tripoli and says Gaddafi is not showing any signs of stepping down.
All the rhetoric that we've had from Muammar Gaddafi in recent weeks, in recent days even, the audio messages on state television, he's urging his followers, go to the front lines and fight. And we're told that once you understand the Libyan mentality, you'll know that he will never leave. And I tend to believe that he will make Tripoli the scene of his final showdown.
White House officials say President Obama is getting updates on Libya while on a working vacation in Massachusetts. Officials say the U.S. is prepared to join allies in supporting the opposition if Gaddafi leaves or is deposed. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Hollywood.
The 101 South is slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is going to be slow from the 5 to Silver Lake Boulevard. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. Southbound South is going to be slow from the 101 to the 10. In Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Crenshaw Boulevard to the 110. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Commerce, the 5 North is going to be slow from Washington Boulevard to the 710. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The news is brought to you by Fresh and Easy Neighborhood Market. There could be a major development Monday in the sexual assault case against former IMF head Dominique Strauss-Kahn. A lawyer for the accuser says he and his client will meet with prosecutors to discuss the case. He says it's possible some or all of the charges could be dropped. Questions have been raised about her claims. It's been a deadly day for air shows. A stunt pilot was killed at a show in Kansas City and in southern New Jersey. Two small planes performing aerobatic maneuvers collided in midair, killing one of the pilots, injuring the other. The Birdman of Burbank's been busted.
A 59-year-old man has been arrested for allegedly feeding birds near the Bob Hope Airport. Charles Douglas was taken into custody at his workplace after police say he continued to throw bird seed out into an alley and parking areas near the airport despite repeated warnings, a citation, and a court order to stop it. Cops say it's important to crack down on bird feeding because of several recent bird strikes at Bob Hope, including one that forced a Southwest Airlines flight to make an unscheduled landing at Ontario Airport. Amy King, KFI News.
Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
When I told my friends that I signed up for Verizon Fios online at verizonfios.com, they were absolutely shocked. My friend Morgan asked,
how can you sign up without speaking to someone?
And then my friend Samantha was like,
how do you know which bundle is right for you? What if you have a question?
And of course, Maddie chimed in with,
well, how do you know if you're getting the best price?
Well, I told them all that VerizonFios.com is the best way to order. It was fast and easy and gave me all the tools and information I needed to choose or customize my own bundle. And when I had questions, there was instant live chat with a Fios agent. Plus, I didn't have to worry because Verizon offers their lowest price online, guaranteed. Well, guess what their next question was?
What was that website again?
Get Fios TV, internet, and phone for just $84.99 a month for a year. It's our best price guarantee, only when you order online. Try, compare, and buy at VerizonFios.com today. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers only, ends 8/27/11. Visit VerizonFios.com for details.
Some clouds, a little fog coming inland tonight. Lows in the upper 50s. Sunny skies again tomorrow. Temperatures a little bit cooler than today. Highs in the low 80s. Clear on Monday and into next week. Going back up again. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. 74 degrees in Burbank. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Mini boot to bonnet no-cost maintenance is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. The Earth is 25,000 miles around. So, take I-5 south to Ecuador, left at Brazil, ferry to Gabon, then rally across Africa, ferry to Indonesia, motor through there, ferry back to Ecuador, up Central America, past Mexico, and back to Cali. You've still got 11,000 miles left of mini boot to bonnet no-cost maintenance, one of the best programs in its class. Or just drive on PCH. Almost as fun.
Now get 0.9% APR financing on select 2011 models. Learn more at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
Hey, my name is Amy and I work at Lowe's. Summer's not over yet and grilling season is still going strong. Luckily, Lowe's has low prices on items across the store. Right now, stop by and get a Grillmaster 3-burner gas grill for just $169. Or a Master Forge 2-burner patio grill for only $199. Then cool things off with a 50-foot Never Kink water hose. Now just $26.98. Find these and more everyday low prices. Right now at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the #1 business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now, 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now, 800-661-0600.
Flying saucers, dream interpretation, psyops. Coast to Coast AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and a pleasant good evening to you. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show here, and we're here every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. Herb Sewell has joined us, and Herb, you understand the attitude of a lot of people. You've been through it before. You were a convicted child molester. There you are on a beach, and you see a kid, and I understand you don't want to get arrested. What about the thought that maybe this is something that can redeem you?
No, there's nothing going to redeem me in the minds of these bigots.
What do you mean, bigots?
Well, I mean people that don't think that because I was a convicted child molester, went to prison, that I can't do something that's actually going to be life-saving. I like to believe that I would.
You like to believe that you would. What does that mean?
You have to understand that this tests my recovery. I'm out of the test there. I'm away from the area, from the confines of where I got well. And now I'm out in the world. I'm in a halfway house. I go down to the beach. I'm working on a project down there. I stop to eat some lunch. And there, hundreds of yards away, is this child. You're asking me to go down there and save that child. Now, if I was someone looking at me, I'm wondering when I reach that child, and again, I'm someone looking at me. So, in other words, I'm not me.
Right.
And I see me reach that child, and then with one push of my hand, push his head under the water and hold it there.
And when you see you see yourself doing that?
No, I'm saying, were I not me, looking at me?
I don't understand what you mean by that.
In other words, were I looking at me, that's what I'd be afraid of.
Were you looking at you, that's what you'd be afraid of, meaning if you were another person.
If I wasn't me.
All right, I don't follow, but we can get into that. 1-800-521-KFI. Here is Vanessa in Torrance. Vanessa, you're on the Phil Henry Show here on KFI. Go ahead.
I just had a quick question first. How old is the child?
I don't know, ma'am. I suspect around five or six.
Okay. I understand that, you know, you went to treatment or you went to the facility and they did things with whatever helped you out.
Right.
My main question is it the possibility that maybe the work that they did, desensitize you in actual pleasure that you took an act that you did?
Well,
so,
you have to understand,
in other words,
you have to understand, I don't win. No matter what I do, I don't win. If I go and save the child, the people are going to have me hanging by my heels because I violated my parole. If I don't, they're going to think that I'm taking some pleasure in the death of the child. So you see, there's no move that I can make here.
No, I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from.
No move. I got no move
that
to make.
You run the risk.
I've got no move to make.
Right. You got no move to make.
Right.
I understand that. I'm not judging you. I'm not saying you don't have a move to make. I'm not saying you do. But my question is it possible that you were desensitized to an actual pleasure that you took an act that you used to do, and it forced you to fixate yourself on kids in another way, looking at it another way? So you were fixating on this child, thinking that maybe they were drowning, when in actuality, they weren't. Maybe they were just dunking their head.
Oh, no, because the child was eventually spotted. No, the child was eventually spotted, and I saw both women get up and walk over to the child and get the child out of the water. There was definitely a problem there, because I did see... Are you asking me, am I hallucinating? No, I'm not actively hallucinating. Believe me.
No, I'm not asking if you're hallucinating, but people see things differently.
No, this is a situation... Look, I know... when a small human being is in deep water, I know that cove. I've swum there many times. It can be very deep. There's the shelf that drops off. It's very rocky. I don't know if you've ever swum in Dead Laguna, but you know that they're the lava rock and so forth. For a five-year-old child to be in that kind of water, especially as the surf rises and lowers, you know, it's not heavy wave. It's not a heavy surf, but it is the kind of tide pool that comes up and down. No, I'm being very objective when I say that the child looked... But I didn't do anything. You understand that I didn't make a move.
No,
so even if the child was not in danger, you see. And
well, how is it then, Herb, that we came to hear about this?
Well, because, you got a call. Did you not get a call from my parole officer?
I don't think we got a call from him. No, I think what did we get, bud?
Got a call from the police.
Call from the police? So did the police... recognized there was a problem?
Well, they were contacted somehow. It wasn't me, you know. So,
well, how did they find out that you were involved?
Because I stopped off and gave them my notes on what I saw.
Oh, boy. This is weirder than I thought,
that
man.
What you should have done?
Yes.
You should have gone to the closest by lifeguard and asked that man or that woman, hey, there's a child out there. You need to go help them or help save them.
If I'd done that, I would have been within the 200 yards that I'm not supposed to be.
But it would have been understandable because your intentions weren't.
It's understandable. Famous last words. It's understandable. No, I'm afraid there's
it
no.
It is because your intentions weren't there. Your intentions weren't malfunctioned.
It doesn't matter.
They weren't malpractice.
You don't understand, miss. You don't understand what you're dealing with here. You're talking. I've been through this. People don't ask about what your intentions were. They simply want to know, where were you?
All right, so in other
people
words...
People don't, but the police do.
I know what I'm talking about, you know.
Well, but she's asking a good question. Why can't you go down and say, look, I'm going to stand here. I know that I may be violating, but look at that kid right there. You got to go help that kid. And then, you know...
And then what, ask the lifeguard to vouch for me? Right. Sure, that's going to happen.
Well, why not? I mean, why not
it's
say,
not
you know,
happening.
God, you got a witness, don't
People,
you?
You guys are very naive. You know, you like to believe that, I don't know whether the two of you did you put money under your pillow when you were a kid for the tooth fairy, Vanessa? Yes or no? Well, I already know the answer. Yes, you did. Did you, Henry?
So what does that mean? It means we believe in some kind of a fairyland?
Yes, it does. I didn't put my tooth under my teeth were knocked out of my head, but nobody put them under a pillow.
Well, okay. So
well, everybody's upbringing is totally different. That has nothing to do with anything. Well, maybe with you, people who do have a past like you do, but, I mean,
I never
put people
my
like
teeth.
Me, it shouldn't matter.
Well, I didn't put my teeth
that's
under the pillow.
That's not the question that's being asked here.
They got knocked out of my mouth and flew under the pillow, maybe. If my teeth wound up under a pillow, it was by accident.
Oh,
what are you laughing at?
Well, I mean, what are we talking about here? I think what the lady is saying, she's saying... Is there common sense in this world? Is there sanity in this world?
I don't know, Phil. You're asking the wrong guy. I'm the guy who's usually on the receiving end of the insanity. If someone says to me, go to a cop, there's a kid down there, and I'm sure he'll understand, well, I'm sorry, but I don't take your word for that. I just don't. And I have experience on my side.
I think you're completely wrong.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about.
Your
you put,
problem,
like
you
I
have.
Said, you put your tooth under your pillow.
Okay, so she put her tooth under her pillow. Vanessa, thank you very much for your call. We have to take a break,
You're
I
welcome.
Think. All right, thanks. Well, we can take one more phone call. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. Here is Alan in Anaheim. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, what's going on now?
What can we do for you?
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hey, no, I was just calling to ask him, you know, when the people
were over there with the camera and everything, you know, that would have been
what
the perfect time
that?
To go ahead and say.
What camera's that?
Well, the camera that you gave him.
You said that you wanted the people to take a picture of you for scale, right?
Oh, yes, that's correct. You're absolutely right, yes.
I would have just, couldn't you have just told the people, say, hey, man, look, go on down there. If a kid in trouble, go down, alert the people. They wouldn't ask no questions. They probably would have just turned and did it.
Well, I did. I did say that. That's why they were taking the picture. And
what did you say to them?
I said, would you take a picture of me so that we can get the scale? There's a kid down there that's going to drown, and I don't want anybody saying I did it.
You said to them there's a kid down there that's going to... What were they taking a picture of?
They were taking a picture of me and the kid. They had the kid in the background for scale. All right.
And this was...
Hold on, wait. That's, you know what? I understand, though. I understand where you're coming from, Herb.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
You're thinking that people are going to say something and do something. But if these
exactly.
folks are going to stand there and take a picture, they see the kid drowning, and then they still didn't go do anything?
What do you want from me? I said to them, take a picture of me. There's a kid down there. Looks like he's going down for the third time. I don't know.
And is that what you said to them?
I said something like that, yeah. And I said, take a picture because I went, and they said, sure. And they're laughing, and they look like they're having a real ball. They look like a couple of squares, pardon me for saying. And
well, what does that mean?
Just a couple of people on, on holiday or something. And so they take the picture, and I said, yeah, it looks like the kid's going to drown. And they go, okay, ha, like that. And they keep on walking.
I don't know if I don't know. I don't
what are you
know
talking
believe,
about? They went up to the Taco Bell on the corner. They went to the Taco Bell on the corner.
They went up to the Taco Bell on the corner?
Yeah. It didn't look like they gave a good sweet, you know what?
I don't know whether you actually impressed upon them the fact that there was a kid drowning. It sounds to me like you said, well, you know, ha, 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 you know.
What? I said to these two idiots, take a picture, will you? And,
oh, these two idiots, huh?
Well, I don't know who they were, and I said, take a picture.
Oh, man, yeah, that's doing too much. I don't even know if I can, you know what, that sounds too far-fetched to me. The people, if they had seen it, I don't even think you asked. Maybe you didn't, did you, are you sure you asked somebody, or is this something you just
okay, saying? So you're number two on the hit parade this hour that says I'm hallucinating. Is that it? You're the second person? I talked to some people.
And you said there's a kid down there looks like he's going to drown.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
I said to them, will you take my picture?
I mean, I understand, her. I understand because, man, you know what?
Well, first you understand, and then you think I'm a liar. Then you understand, then you think I'm a liar.
I want to go in and do something and everything, and I want to do, you know, feel like I do want to do the right thing, but then you don't know if people's going to turn around and say, oh, you know, maybe you caused that. I understand that, man, and if that's what happened, just go ahead and say it, but I don't think that nobody took a picture of no child out there and then didn't do nothing.
Nobody took a picture of no child. I don't...
I understand what you're saying, Alan. We have to take a break. Thank you.
Well, I'm in the dark.
Okay.
I understand. Well, hold on. Thanks, Alan. We'll be right back with Herb Sewell here on the Phil Henry Show as we talk about his trip to the beach on Sunday, where a child was in the surf looking like he was going to drown. Herb didn't do anything because the terms of his parole, his probation with the court, because he's a child molester, he didn't want to go near the kid, even if the kid was going to drown. 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on this weekend's edition of the KFI Sunday Morning News, just how much of a civil right is it for you to use your cell phone while you're underground? What right does Anonymous have to break into your city's website? And that just happened. Plus, the 9 news nuggets you need to know tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
When I told my friends that I signed up for Verizon Fios online at VerizonFios.com, they were absolutely shocked. My friend Morgan asked,
how can you sign up without speaking to someone?
And then my friend Samantha was like,
how do you know which bundle is right for you? What if you have a question?
And of course, Maddie chimed in with,
well, how do you know if you're getting the best price?
Well, I told them all that VerizonFios.com is the best way to order. It was fast and easy and gave me all the tools and information I needed to choose or customize my own bundle. And when I had questions, there was instant live chat with a Fios agent. Plus, I didn't have to worry because Verizon offers their lowest price online, guaranteed. Well, guess what their next question was?
What was that website again?
Get Fios TV, internet, and phone for just $84.99 a month for a year. It's our best price guarantee, only when you order online.
Try, compare, and buy at VerizonFios.com today. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers only ends 8/27/11. Visit VerizonFios.com for details.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the Libya we know today may not be tomorrow. And for the first time, someone dies a violent death on the Metro Red Line. Crash in Redlands.
On the 10 East before University, there's a crash that is blocking the right lane. Traffic slow from Orange Street. In Commerce, the 5 North is going to be slow from Washington Boulevard to the 710. In Mid-City, the 10 East is slow from Crenshaw Boulevard to the 110. In South L.A., 110 North is going to be slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is slow from the 101 to the 10. And in Hollywood, the 101 South is going to be slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to Silver Lake Boulevard. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Hotel Del Coronado. I'm David Penson.
Today, I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series so I can talk about it with conviction. Yeah, tough job.
Sounds like a caged animal.
That must be the head-up display. It projects speed and other info onto the windshield so I don't have to take my eyes off the road. Now, that is forward-facing and forward-thinking. You know, it gets up to 32 miles per gallon highway and comes with no-cost maintenance, and that from a performance legend?
I think someone's checking me out.
No, she's not, actually. She's checking out the car.
Well, it is gorgeous.
You know, the only way to understand the 5 Series is from the driver's seat, easily done at a BMW center.
I'm going to need a longer drive before I can really assess.
Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates. Please don't drive distracted.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 528i sedan for $499 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your travel a little more special, like a bigger room or complimentary breakfast? With a Visa Signature credit card, you can get great perks like these with instant Hilton Honors Gold membership at any of the 3,700 hotels and resorts in the Hilton Worldwide portfolio. Just register, book, and stay by August 31st, 2011 at any one of 10 distinct brands, including Hilton Hotels and Resorts, Hampton, Embassy Suites, and Waldorf Astoria. When you use your Visa Signature card, you can spend a bit more time relaxing with late checkout. Keep your friends up to date with complimentary Wi-Fi access and much more. One more way Visa Signature helps you go experience more. Visit VisaSignature.com to take advantage of this offer and get your Hilton Honors Gold membership. More people go with Visa. Offer available for a limited time now through August 31st, 2011. Gold membership benefits subject to availability and vary by hotel. Reservations must be made at HiltonHonors.com with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card. Other restrictions apply. Go to VisaSignature.com for complete terms and conditions.
See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. Call Diane Adams at 714-374-3282 today. That's Diane Adams, 714-374-3282. We are insurance. We are farmers.
Don't surrender your summer yet. Keep it going with a fall getaway to the Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego. Glowing sunsets, quiet beaches, ocean view spa, restaurants, and shopping. It's the perfect time, and the Dell's the perfect place. See fall deals at HotelDell.com or call 800-HOTEL-DELL.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Tim Conway Jr. for my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, a Volkswagen, a Mazda, a Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time and visit Riverside Metro Auto Group. They have the largest inventory of hard-to-find models, plus over 400 used cars to choose from. You're going to find exactly what you're looking for. Check out this week's deal coming from Riverside Mazda. Right now, get a 2011 Mazda 3, no money down, $189 a month. That's right, a 2011 Mazda 3. No money down, $189 a month. It's Riverside Mazda's Sign and Drive event. Five great dealers under one great roof. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group, off the 91 freeway Adams Street exit. Go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com. Zero due at signing plus tax on approved credit. 12,000 miles a year. Close end 48-month lease through MAC. Three at this low KFI specialty dealer for details.
Have you tried this Yellowtail Moscato?
No, but it looks good. It tastes a lot like...
But I also get a hint
30
of...
seconds, stand by.
All right.
And how about those light tones of...
La, 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 la. With a nice, playful texture that says...
Words alone can't describe new Yellowtail Moscato. A wine that's a little sweet with a little fizzy. New Moscato from Yellowtail. Imported by W.J. Deutsch & Sons, White Plains, New York. Please drink responsibly.
Truth is making a comeback.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. With me is Herb Sewell on the line from Laguna, well, not from Laguna Beach, from where you live, Herb, but you were in Laguna Beach on Sunday. And, of course, you know, I understand that you have been convicted of a child molestation, of assault, all of these things that are horrific. You went to literally a facility, a psychiatric facility to be treated for this. You're out, you're doing fine, you are wary and mindful of the attitude that society has. Do you blame society?
Well, you're asking me a question. Do I blame society for what?
For the attitude that society has toward you.
Well, Phil, I blame society for the attitude they have toward me for one reason. If they didn't have that attitude toward me, I could have pulled that kid out of the water on Sunday, and nobody would have been any the wiser. But instead...
Well, you would. What does that mean, nobody would have been any the wiser?
Aha, there we go. See, right there. Right as soon as I tell you that I'm going to pull the kid out of the water, well, what does that mean, nobody would have, you know...
What does that mean?
It means that I would have pulled the kid out of the water, dropped him on the sand, walked back to have my lunch, and that's the end of that.
You said that if you... Were you looking back at you... You'd be afraid that you would push the kid's head under the water.
At one time in my life, yes. At one time in my life, yes, I would have gone down, and it's frightening. It's frightening. At one time in my life, I wouldn't have run. I would have strolled down there, strolled into the water, and just pushed the kid's head down under the surf while I was eating my lunch. I mean,
What do you mean while you're eating your lunch?
Well, with one hand, I'm holding the kid's head under, and the other, I'm eating a tuna fish sandwich. That's how sick I was.
All right, our number is...
Well, don't go, because, you know...
I'm not. I'm stunned. I mean, it's not a world I'm familiar with. Excuse me, okay?
Well, you've talked to me enough. You know,
I've talked to you enough, but forgive me, Herb, I'm not you. I'm grateful for that. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. Let's go to Josh in Moreno Valley. Josh, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Yes.
I just have some quick things to say to Herb. First of all, I understand, you know, your concerns about, you know, why you didn't go down there, why didn't you do anything, all that. I understand that, you know, general public would probably, you know, yank you by your heels and have all these bad things to say.
Did you ever see the pictures of Mussolini hanging upside down in the gas station? Did you ever see those pictures? Did you ever see those?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what me.
Well, come on.
No, yeah, no, what do you mean, oh, come on?
Well, come on, that's got to be that bad.
Yes, that bad.
Well, yeah, I get that was your concern, but my only question here, I know that you weren't a winner either way. You weren't a winner because you couldn't go help them because of how society thinks.
Right.
And you weren't a winner if you did go help them because you have all these negative things happen. But why didn't you yourself call 911 and say to the police, hey, you know what? I know it's in violation of my parole to go down there and help this kid, but I'm witnessing this, and I think he might be drowning, and I think you need to send an ambulance or somebody over here to help if something's happening.
Right.
Why didn't you do that? And then you never violated your parole because you were never close enough to him. The public wouldn't be able to say anything about it because all you did was call the police and keep your distance. You held your parole.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. Everything you're saying is right. There's only one problem. There's only one problem. I didn't have a cell phone.
What?
I didn't have a cell phone.
What about a phone booth?
The only phone booth was near the kid.
Okay, now it's starting to sound like bullcrap.
Why is that?
Of all the guys, you ought to have a cell phone if for no other reason than you need to be in touch with your probation officer. You need to let the halfway house know where you are. You know that.
Yes, I know that. I left my cell phone at the guy's house.
Okay. Now I'm starting to think you're full of crap.
Well, you never
then I have another question.
Okay.
The two people that you had take a picture of you, they didn't have a cell phone, or did you not even ask?
I forgot to ask.
Oh, this is horse dung.
Forgot to ask. Okay.
I forgot. Yeah. Oh, so you think I'm full of crap, too?
Well, no, I just honestly, that would have been my first thing is if, you know, I didn't have my cell phone and I was having somebody take picture proof that I wasn't involved in the kid drowning.
Thank you, yes.
Just in case he died or something bad happened.
Right.
That the next thing I would have thought of was to ask them if they had a phone so
there
I could call 911 and tell
them. The best thing that happened to you, Phil,
you
is this the best thing that happened to you, Henry, is this guy calling up because he's made all these great arguments and you could sit back and pick your nose.
No, I'm not doing that, but he has called up, and he's made great arguments. In fact, Josh, you've made some fine points that haven't been made this hour, and your response is, I forgot and I didn't have one.
That's right.
I ain't buying it, man. I ain't buying it.
By the way, you know, you're English for a talk show host. I ain't buying it. You sound like you were born down here in one of these holler logs. What's this guy laughing about?
Josh, thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it. Very good point, sir. All right, world famous Phil Henry Show.
What do we mean, world famous?
Don't worry about it, man. We'll be back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, August 20th.
News, KFI style. John Cobell.
We get to have the news people come on,
and I get to ask 20
questions. What's that?
Because I'm figuring if I have these 20 questions, then probably everybody else in the audience has these 20 questions.
Yeah, it was, man. Thanks.
KFI.
I gotta get, more than headlines. I got to get some stronger material for that first
Los
hour.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
On its way to the Capitol, I'm Michael Crozier. A senior official in the Obama administration says Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's days could be numbered. Libyan rebels have kicked Gaddafi's forces out of the strategic western city of Zawiya and are apparently making their way into the capital of Tripoli.
Whoa.
The territory remaining under the Libyan leader's ruler's control has been shrinking dramatically in the past 3 weeks. The president's being briefed on the advance of rebels towards Tripoli as reports of gunfire and shelling continue to be reported. Iranian state TV says two American hikers held in Iran for 2 years have each been sentenced to 8 years in jail, three for illegal entry into the country, and five for spying. Fox News' Julie Banderas says the U.S. State Department has issued a statement
saying that they are trying to work to confirm these reports about the eight-year sentence, and it has repeatedly called for the release of the two men.
Shane Bauer, Josh Fatale, and Sarah Short were caught in July 2009 on the border between Iran and Iraq. Short was allowed to go free last year in September after posting $500,000 bail. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, problems in the industry.
On the 60 East at Crossroads Parkway, there's a crash blocking the right lane. Traffic is slow from the 605. In Hollywood, the 101 South is going to be slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to Silver Lake Boulevard. In South L.A., 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is slow from the 101 to the 10. And if you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving You Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Crenshaw Boulevard to the 110. In Commerce, the 5 North is slow from Washington Boulevard to the 710. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
No name's been released for the man who was stabbed to death on a Red Line train last night. One man apparently used the man who was stabbed apparently used a bicycle chain to start a fight with a younger man carrying a pair of skateboards. Wow. Skateboarder apparently pulled out a knife, stabbed the older man. He is the first person to violently die on the Red Line since it opened in 1993. An LA Times journalist was apparently on the train and says the skateboarder collapsed in shock at the stabbing and asked witnesses on the train car to back up his story that the other man had started the fight. The skateboarder then apparently put on a clean shirt and left the subway at a Hollywood and Vine. Results of a possible strike vote by unionized grocery store workers in the Southland are expected to be announced tomorrow. Wow. Employees of Ralph's, Vons, Albertsons being asked to pay more for their health care. Albertsons spokesman Fred Muir says it's not an unreasonable request, but the supermarkets do have a plan in case workers walk out. A strike in 2003 went on for 5 months.
The fact is, we're going through a tough time right now.
President Obama says the country is coming through a terrible recession. A lot of people still looking for work, and they're making do with less. In his weekly media address today, the president says Congress needs to put aside their differences and get things done.
We can cut payroll taxes again, so families have an extra $1,000 to spend. We can pass a road construction bill, so construction crews who are now sitting idle can head back to the work site, rebuilding roads and bridges and airports.
President's on vacation with his family at Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. The White House says he's still on the job. The Republicans' weekly address today, Ohio Governor John Kasich says there's work to be done on both sides of the aisle.
It's my hope President Obama will listen to the people and partner with Republicans to get our economy back to creating jobs and producing growth. And it's just as important that Republicans not be stiff-necked about working across the aisle when important work must be done.
Kasich says there is no better way to control future spending and give job creators long-term certainty than through a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. Rats with wings, they don't need your help eating. That story, the forecast, much more. Bill Hendry in 60 seconds.
If you deal with acne like me, you know how embarrassing it can be. Acne red or brown spots or old acne scars are no fun. If you're tired of covering up your face and ready to get rid of your acne forever, do what I did. Call Dr. Rispler at the Laser and Dermatology Institute. LDI is not just some med spa or regular dermatology office. LDI is totally different. Dr. Rispler is a true acne specialist. In fact, LDI has over 30 different FDA-approved lasers to treat just about any skin condition. LDI deals with real acne problems and will find the right solution for your skin. Don't trust your face to just anyone. You need a specialist, and Dr. Rispler and the team at LDI are the real deal. No more wasting time and money on creams and medicines with bad side effects. Everyone deserves clear skin. Call now to set up a completely free consultation. 800-606-6000. That's 1-800-606-6000. You can even book your free consultation online super easy at laserhq.com. If you're serious about clear skin, it all starts with a free phone call to 1-800-606-6000.
A man who allegedly likes to feed the pigeons outside his office has been arrested on charges of creating a public nuisance. It seems the birds pose a threat to aircraft taking off, landing at Bob Hope Airport here in Burbank. It was a court order for 59-year-old Charles Douglas, stop feeding the birds. And they say the birds can get stuck in jet engines. One plane had to make an emergency landing in Ontario because of a bird strike that caused the incident on board the U.S. Airways flight Captain Sully Sullenberger ditched in the Hudson River in New York. Southland weather from KFI. Low clouds, fog in the Southland this evening. Lows in the upper 50s. Clearing to sunny skies tomorrow. Temperatures a bit cooler. Near 70 at the beaches. 80 Metro LA, Orange County. Low 80s in the valleys. Clear on Monday to start the week. And hotter again. Highs upper 80s. Right now in Fullerton, 67. Ladera Ranch, 65. Gardena, 66. Diamond Bar, 68 degrees. Get the latest news. Follow us at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Glad to have you guys with us here as we, for another Saturday night, take you to places other talk shows can't take you to. And that is quite real, to be honest with you. And as we like to say around here, Bud.
You don't believe it, you go ahead and ask them.
Yeah. Go ahead and ask them. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard with me here. And our number, of course, 1-800-5201-KFI. Although, generally, in our news and information hour, we don't take any phone calls. It isn't that we don't like you. It's that we'd rather you take a break. You relax. We'll do it, you know.
Yeah, we'll get it from here.
We'll get it from here. Exactly. Couple of things. Number one, I'm injured. And why am I bringing this up to you? If you're an athlete, at one time in my life, I was an athlete. I know a lot of you guys are athletes. I know a lot of you get out and you run and you jump. And if you don't, you imagine that you do. And that's almost the same thing. Football season's coming up. So we fantasize, don't we? No, seriously, if you're not an athlete now, sometime in your life you were. Sometime in your life you were. Sometime in your life you were physical. And it's all coming home to roost now, isn't it? I wasn't a very good athlete. I was a baseball player. I played a little bit of football. I played a little bit of basketball. Generally the stuff that you do. I wasn't very good. But one thing that I did do, and maybe you're like me, I put my all into it. You know, I really wanted to be good. I threw myself into it. And in basketball, I fought for rebounds, and I generally fouled, and then the coach screamed at me, and then I was pulled, you know. In baseball, I swung like a champ, like Jim Rice going for the fences, you know. Most of the time, you know,
ground ball,
double play, something like that, yeah. In football, I went after people with a vengeance and generally wound up getting the screen. I don't know if you remember the mesh. Some of you guys may not be old enough. In fact, a lot of you may not be old enough. They used to wear mesh jerseys in football, especially at the high school or the college level. They wore these mesh jerseys. They were basically to keep the player cool. They don't wear them anymore, I don't think. And when I say mesh, they were very, very small openings for air to get through. And they were very advisable, I guess, in the hot weather. Now, I don't know whether you know what it's like to look in a mirror or to have someone point at you and laugh, and you say, why are you laughing? And they'll say, because you ought to see your face right now. okay. Sometimes that can be good, you know.
But your face hurts, killing me.
Yeah, that's funny, bud.
That's an old one, man. No.
Yes, it is. It's very old.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, and I don't argue with you, okay? It's very old. It's your face hurt, it's killing me is old.
Yeah, man, I've heard that one a long time. What do you mean? I just heard that last week.
I don't care if you just heard it last week. It's old. Does your face hurt? Well, it's killing me is old. Okay?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, okay, has anybody looked at you and said, man, you ought to see your face?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right after I went in a tree.
Oh, that's great. You wound up with a plate in your head because of that. What'd the cop do? Looked at you and said, boy, you really ought to see your face right now, huh?
Said you ought to see your whole head.
Great. In any event, I get off the field. The guy says, man, you look like ha, 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 and all this stuff. So what did it turn out? I was telling you these mesh jerseys, right? Well, I'd gone to tackle this guy, and the guy hit me full on in the kisser, right? And, you know, I didn't get low enough, which is what they teach you. And when I came off the field, I had the pattern of this guy's mesh jersey just imprinted, almost tattooed into my face.
You had like a window screen on your face.
Exactly. It was like the pattern of a window screen on my face. So this was an example of and I was sore and I was beat to hell, and it wasn't until Thursday that I even wanted to get out of bed and go to school. And what was it? Well, I liked it and I wanted to be better, but I wasn't, you know. And I don't think any of us, if you really enjoy sports, I don't think you're that bad of an athlete. But kids are going to be better than you, you know. I don't think anybody that really loves to play sports is, quote, uncoordinated. I think you just encounter a lot of people that are better than you. And you wind up, if you really have a love for it, you wind up going into coaching, or you wind up going into something like that if you don't have the talent for playing. I didn't have that much of a love for sports. There was a lot of other things that I wanted to do. But by God, I'm telling you, man, you hit a certain age, dude, and all of a sudden, everything that ever went wrong in your life comes back to haunt you.
Like what? Like your back? You're only talking about the back.
My back, what's this with the shoulder? What is that? There's nothing that has ever happened to me. I can't remember anything. My neck, I mean, and I know the neck. I fell on my neck playing baseball. I know my back. I destroyed my back in construction work, but I destroyed it playing ball somehow. My legs are okay, which is unusual. You know, generally got to have new knees. But I got like a neck, I got shoulders, and now all of a sudden this thing with my right shoulder last night, it felt like somebody was stabbing me, man. Just stabbing me. And I'm thinking of all the stuff that I did, you know, wrong. And so anyway, last night I got all that heating pad stuff and the Vicks, and man, oh man.
Man, you're falling apart.
Maybe I am falling apart. Who knows, you know. But I've been going to chiropractors for the longest time. I went to the first chiropractor because I had a bad neck back in 1978. The point that I'm making here is the following thing. All of a sudden, it's going to hit you. I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you've been into. I don't know what you've been doing.
What if my right wrist starts to hurt in about...
Shut up. Yeah, that's funny, man.
Man, we're on the air. I know we're on the air. What about it?
Hey, you know we're on the air, and you go ahead with the right wrist hurting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, how about if I kick your ass out of the studio right now?
I didn't mean anything by it.
Don't think you're the star of the show here, and if I want to do something, I'll do it. Not you.
Well.
No, not well, not not maybe, not anything. I'll do it, not you. You understand, bud?
I didn't mean to do it.
Yeah, you did mean to do it, and it's pissing me off. Sorry, folks. A Florida Teacher of the Year in Mount Dora, Florida, has been suspended and could lose his job after he voiced his objection to gay marriage on his personal Facebook page. Jerry Buell, a veteran American history teacher of Mount Dora High School, was removed from his teaching duties this week as school officials in Lake County investigate allegations that what he posted was biased towards homosexuals. He took the allegations seriously, said Chris Patton. All teachers are bound by a code of special ethics, and this is a code ethics violation investigation. Patton said the school system received a complaint on Tuesday about something Buell had written last July when New York legalized same-sex unions. On Wednesday, he was temporarily suspended from the classroom. Look, dude, if you got a teaching job, if you got just get a brain in your head and don't do any of this stuff. if you're frustrated being a teacher, if you're maybe the guy's frustrated, maybe he wants to be fired. I understand all these things. I understand if you're a politician and you can't take it any longer and you just want to compare Obama to a chimpanzee. I get it. I understand. If it's just you can't stand it anymore, maybe you realize maybe politics isn't for you and you decide you want to go out in a blaze of glory and you send around some email about chimpanzees, gorillas, Michelle Obama, watermelon, all that stuff, like that one woman out there in Riverside. You know, have at it, I guess, but please understand, you're done! You know, we're trying to get through this period of American history with as little fuss and muss as possible. You understand? It isn't that we want you not to have a great, groovy, wonderful life. What we're trying to do is, okay, right over here is a gay guy, he's pissed off. Now I got a transgender guy that's pissed off over here. I got another guy over here who wants to present as a man, but he's really a woman. She wants to present as a woman, but he's really a man. It wants to present as anything it wants, but it's really an it. There, you know.
You're going to get in trouble for saying it.
No, I'm not going to get in trouble for saying it. You know, we're trying to get everybody up to speed on what it. See, one of the things that we're, one of the problems we're having now isn't so much that people are ill-intended. It isn't so much that people are bad people. It's that we don't know how to feel about certain things. No, wait a second. I want to be fair. What are you saying? I'm presenting as a man, but I want to have a baby. Right. Okay. So what do you want me to... Well, just accept me as a woman. Wait. You just said you're presenting as... I want to use the female bathroom, but I am a man, so give me that job. You see what I'm saying? In other words, you know, and I'm not making light of this. This is a real situation. And in the middle of that, we got Harry here at the Mount Dora School District, and he's all bothered about gay marriage, and he decides to post it on his Facebook page, rules to hell with the rules, even though he's a high school teacher dealing with kids. So we're just trying to get through things with as quickly as we can, with as little hassle as we can. We're trying to raise the kids right. We're trying to have respect for human beings for the first time in the history of this world. And, oh, yeah, I got a sore shoulder.
Right.
All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. There's quite a bit of goofy news here. I gave you the thing about the teacher. Where are we, bud? Where's the rest of it? Well, we'll give it to you. I've got a number of stories that I want to talk to you about, including the Verizon workers have decided to go off a strike, and there's some stuff there. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Hey, it's your holy host. This week, the Abercrombie and Fitch Apparel Company practically begged the kids from the Jersey Shore TV show to stop wearing their clothes. What does this have to do with your relationship with God? Tune in tomorrow and find out.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand.
I wish I knew.
KFIAM640.com.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, a Volkswagen, a Mazda, a Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time and visit Riverside Metro Auto Group. They have the largest inventory of hard-to-find models, plus over 400 used cars to choose from. You're going to find exactly what you're looking for. Check out this week's deal coming from Riverside Mazda. Right now, get a 2011 Mazda 3, no money down, $189 a month. That's right, a 2011 Mazda 3. No money down, $189 a month. It's Riverside Mazda's Sign and Drive event. Five great dealers under one great roof. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan, all part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group, off the 91 freeway Adams Street exit. Go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com. Zero due at signing plus tax on proof credit, 12,000 miles a year, close end 48-month lease through MAC. Three at this low KFI special seat dealer for details.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom coming up at 9:30. Rebels get a major win on their way to the capital of Libya, and the first of many expected lawsuits has been filed over the Indiana stage collapse. Crash, Burbank.
On the 5 North before Burbank Boulevard, there's a crash that has the middle lanes blocked. Traffic is slow from Olive Avenue. In Industry on the 60 East at Crossroads Parkway, there's a crash block in the right lane there. Traffic slow from the 605. In Hollywood, 101 South is going to be slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. 101 North is slow from the 5 to Silver Lake Boulevard. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. Southbound side is slow from the 101 to the 10. In Mid-City, 10 East is slow from Crenshaw Boulevard to the 110. KFI traffic is brought to you by Hotel Del Coronado. I'm David Penson.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your travel a little more special, like a bigger room or complimentary breakfast? With a Visa Signature credit card, you can get great perks like these with instant Hilton Honors Gold membership at any of the 3,700 hotels and resorts in the Hilton Worldwide portfolio. Just register, book, and stay by August 31st, 2011 at any one of 10 distinct brands, including Hilton Hotels and Resorts, Hampton, Embassy Suites, and Waldorf Astoria. When you use your Visa Signature card, you can spend a bit more time relaxing with late checkout. Keep your friends up to date with complimentary Wi-Fi access and much more. One more way Visa Signature helps you go experience more. Visit VisaSignature.com to take advantage of this offer and get your Hilton Honors Gold membership. More people go with Visa. Offer available for a limited time now through August 31st, 2011. Gold membership benefits subject to availability and vary by hotel. Reservations must be made at HiltonHonors.com with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card. Other restrictions apply. Go to VisaSignature.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey, my name is Amy and I work at Lowe's. Summer's not over yet and grilling season is still going strong. Luckily, Lowe's has low prices on items across the store. Right now, stop by and get a Grillmaster 3-burner gas grill for just $169 or a Master Forge 2-burner patio grill for only $199. Then cool things off with a 50-foot never kink water hose, now just $26.98. Find these and more everyday low prices right now at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0600. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email, and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now. 800-661-0600. 0600.
Unfortunately, unemployment in California is at an all-time high. But if you've recently lost your job, there is a place for you to turn to for help. California's Community Colleges, the largest provider of career training in the nation. Community colleges are affordable and can get you back into the workforce quickly in growing fields like healthcare, information technology, and green jobs. And at the California Community Colleges, financial aid is available year-round. Money that can help pay for fees, books, supplies, and sometimes even the rent. Make sure you let the college financial aid office know if your financial circumstances have changed due to pay reductions or job loss, because this could make you eligible for more aid. So whether it's to get training in a new field or to upgrade your skills to position you for a better job, California's community colleges can help you build a strong financial future. For more information, visit iCanAffordCollege.com. Remember, California community colleges work because they help put people to work. That's iCanAffordCollege.com.
Hey, my name is Amy and I work at Lowe's.
Hey,
summer's not over yet,
all
and
right.
Grilling season is still going strong.
All right.
Luckily, Lowe's has low prices on items across the store.
That's great.
Right now, stop by and get a Grillmaster 3-burner gas grill for just $169 or a Master Forge 2-burner patio grill for only $199.
Oh, okay.
Then cool things off with a 50-foot never kink water hose, now just $26.98. Find these and more everyday low prices right now at Lowe's.
Cool
Lowe's,
toys.
Let's
do you have
build
those?
Something.
Because I don't have a pool.
Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Want to go out this weekend? Find great ideas and family events at KFIAM640.com. Keyword calendar.
Yeah. Right.
Tinfoil hats. Mind control. Paranormal investigations. Chupacabra. Coast to coast. AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI AM640. More stimulating talk radio.
World famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast nationally at KTLK AM 1150. And here every Saturday night on KFI AM 640 until 10 p.m. George Norrie, of course, comes up after the 10 o'clock hour. We do have a guest. Marilyn Donnelly is going to join us here. Marilyn is a pre-surgical, I think is what they call it, pre-surgical transgender. And, Marilyn, thanks for joining us. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
I wanted to talk to you about this confusion, if you will, that many of us who are not gay, we are not LGBT.
No, it's LBGT, not LGBT.
I thought it was a lesbian, gay.
No, you're right, LGBT. I was thinking it was lesbian, bisexual, transsexual, and then gay, LBTG. But you're right, I'm wrong, so forgive me. It's been a very long day for me, too.
All right, well, you're the director of a group called Adam and Eve, which is for transgender, transsexual, whatever the term is.
Well, it's essentially transgender. It means that at one time we were living our lives in one gender, and now we are living our lives in another gender. And that is a very important distinction, Phil, because you were talking about the confusion that straight people, let's say, have in dealing with all of these different gender issues, orientation issues, and so forth.
Right.
Well, we have another problem, and that is that are you to be held responsible for crimes, for instance, that you committed in one gender now that you are another gender? I saw a news article yesterday about a man who is in prison for murder and has finally been allowed to have his transgender reassignment, his gender reassignment surgery. Well, he is in for murder. Now, the question that I would have for you or any reasonable person, is that man now a woman? Is she responsible for the crime that he committed?
Well, I would say yes.
Well, you're very, very quick to make that decision. Why would you make that decision?
Because it's the same person, you know?
No, it is not the same person.
Well, no, wait a minute. Are you telling me that because somebody has their gender changed that they're a completely different human being?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Then what are you... Please tell me what you're saying. What is it? But hold on for a second, Marilyn, if you don't mind.
Right.
What are you saying, bud?
Well, we got Mr. Dozier.
I don't know about a Mr. Dozier calling up now.
Just...
Mr. Dozier, Vernon?
Yeah, Phil.
Yes, sir. I'm on the air with... What is... Bud said you had an interview?
I had an interview scheduled for this right now. I don't know.
Marilyn?
Yes. I called. This was the time that you had given me.
Okay. I'm so sorry, Mr. Dozier. I started my interview with... I guess we got our wires crossed here.
Well, I was given a time of... it's 9:25 here on the West Coast. That's the time I was given, and I was going to call in, and I was going to talk about the Aruba situation. And I'm at work right now, and I'm taking time off from my work.
Well, I was told that this was my time as well. I would love to be gracious, I really would, but these are very important issues that we're dealing with. And what is that?
I work at the Seal Beach Aquarium, so.
I'm hearing sea lions.
Yes, sir.
What is that?
I feed these animals at night. It's one of the jobs, man.
Well, that's delightful, isn't it?
It's a very, it's not the greatest job, but my question is, this is when I'm supposed to be on. And I was told to come on because I was going to talk about the Aruba situation and how I'm not going to be afraid to send any daughter of mine down there just because Aruba thinks it's some kind of a murder, you know, capital.
Well, I'm distracted a little bit by those sea lions.
Hold on for a minute, because I don't think that you... I'm not going to have you on, Mr. Dozier, because I've already started talking to Ms. Donnelly. We made a mistake, okay?
You can hear I've taken time out from my job. I got sea lions here that are hungry. They want to eat. And the point that I wanted to make...
I would suggest you go feed the sea lions, then.
Excuse me there. I'm talking.
No, I would suggest you go feed your sea lions.
Yeah, I know what you're suggesting. I'm talking, though, okay?
What do you want to say, sir?
What I want to say is Aruba has now swallowed up two American women. And if they think they're going to scare me into keeping my daughter from going down there for a vacation, no, they're not. That was the point that I wanted to make, and I had listed a number of other things.
That is an asinine point of view. I wish I could debate you on that.
I'm not here to debate. I'm here to be a guest, and...
Well, I'm listening to these sea lions. It sounds to me like it's something you may want to take care of, because I don't know whether or not these animals need to eat.
I'll deal with the sea lions. Shut up! Shut up! I'll deal with the sea lions.
Hold on for a minute. I can't have you yelling at sea lions, all right? I don't mean it that way. I mean, I've got to take a break. Hang on the line here for just a second, Marilyn.
No, I will not. I've never.
Well, you're just going to have to because I got to take a break. What are you doing, bud?
I thought that he was, like, next week.
Well, you got it wrong. Because I got two of them calling in. And he's calling from the Sea Lion Arena or wherever the hell he works.
Call him, that's called a Seal Beach Aquarium, man. That's where it works.
Well, isn't that wonderful? But I can't hear a thing he's saying because I'm listening to seals barking. All right, our number is, whatever, 1-800-521-KFI. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Living Rebels have been celebrating after taking control of the coastal city of Zawiya on their way into the capital of Tripoli. Rebel fighters say Gaddafi's troops put up a little resistance before leaving their post in Zawiya. The capital is only about 30 miles away from the coastal city. Fox News producer Tadek Morkowski is in Tripoli. It says rounds have been fired near a hotel where foreign journalists have been staying.
I could hear the NATO jets overhead. Now, they're going after the Gaddafi's war machine here in Tripoli, smashing anything that could be used in the defense of this capital.
White House officials say President Obama is being updated while on his working vacation in Massachusetts. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Burbank, backed up.
On the 5 North before Burbank Boulevard, there's a crash that has the middle lanes blocked. Traffic's going to be slow from Western Avenue. In Industry on the 60 East at Crossroads Parkway, there's a crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slow from the 605. In Silver Lake, the 101 South is going to be slow from Silver Lake Boulevard to the 110. Northbound side is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. And in Commerce, the 5 North is slow from Washington Boulevard to the 710. David Penson, KFI traffic.
At least 12 people have been killed after a Boeing 737 crashed as it was approaching an airport in Canada. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say the plane went down near Resolute Bay in the Arctic territory of Nunavut. The first air charter flight, 6560, was carrying only 15 people, including four crew members. Two adults, a child, were flown to the hospital, one of those adults in critical condition. Officials say it's too soon to say what caused the crash. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords has been told about who was killed during the shooting rampage in Tucson that left her seriously injured. A spokesman says Giffords was told late last month about the six people who were killed in January, including an aide, a federal judge, and a 9-year-old girl. Giffords was shot in the head. She survived. Her family apparently wanted to wait until she was strong enough to handle the news. Lawsuits have been filed by the families of two people killed when a stage collapsed at the Indiana State Fair. The crowd was waiting for the band Sugarland last weekend when strong gusts of wind blew down the stage. Fair officials had warned people about an approaching storm, but attorney Kenneth Allen says they should have done more.
They didn't do anything to gather accurate information. It would have cost a couple of $100 to consult a private meteorologist. Somebody with knowledge of weather and weather patterns. They never bothered to do that.
Five people died the day of the collapse. A sixth person died yesterday. More lawsuits are expected. The former IMF head accused of sexually assaulting a hotel maid could have all or some of the charges against him dropped. That's what the lawyer for the accuser believes. He and his client are set to meet with prosecutors on Monday. That's the day before Dominic Strauss-Kahn is due in court. The forecast, much more of the world famous Phil Hendry up next.
This is the sound of Jim's Chase Mortgage. This is the sound of Sean's Chase Mortgage. And this is the sound of Nancy's Chase Mortgage. That's because Chase checking customers can earn cash back on their mortgage. That's money to spend on whatever you want. A new lawnmower, a new grill.
I think Vernon's going to be pissed off at that.
Even some new golf clubs.
Four! Oops.
Or maybe just lessons. Simply get a new Chase mortgage or refinance your loan and sign up for automatic payments to start getting cash back. Up to $500 annually for the life of the program, which could add up to thousands over time. Stop into a branch today or go to chase.com/mortgagecashback to learn more about our great rates and to find out how your mortgage can start paying you back. Mortgage cash back only from Chase. Chase, what matters.
All home lending products are subject to credit and property approval. A Chase personal checking account required with automatic mortgage payments. This program is not available in all states. Other restrictions and limitations may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Some clouds, a little fog coming inland tonight from the beaches. Lows in the upper 50s. Sunny skies tomorrow. Temperatures a little cooler. Highs in the low 80s. Then clear and a little hotter starting Monday for the week. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. 73 degrees in Burbank. For breaking news and right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. Call Kevin Haggerty at 714-840-0712 today. That's Kevin Haggerty at 714-840-0712. We are insurance. We are farmers.
Don't surrender your summer yet. Keep it going with a fall getaway to the Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego. Glowing sunsets, quiet beaches, ocean view spa, restaurants, and shopping. It's the perfect time, and the Dell's the perfect place. See fall deals at HotelDell.com or call 800-HOTEL-DELL.
If you deal with acne like me, you know how embarrassing it can be. Acne red or brown spots or old acne scars are no fun. If you're tired of covering up your face and ready to get rid of your acne forever, call Dr. Rispler at the Laser and Dermatology Institute. Dr. Rispler is a true acne specialist. In fact, LDI has over 30 different FDA-approved lasers to treat just about any skin condition. Everyone deserves clear skin. Call now to set up a completely free consultation. 800-606-6000. You can even book your free consultation online at laserhq.com.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my good friends at AAMCO. Yes. Hey, listen, I'm exactly like you. I'm keeping my car longer nowadays, and I had to go in for a 60,000-mile checkup. I chose AAMCO, and you know what they said to me? Everything's in great shape, and they just changed the oil. That's exactly the type of people you'll be dealing with at AAMCO. Everybody knows your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. So when you see that little red light come on the dash, don't take your gum out and stick it over it and forget it. Fix it now or pay for it later. Yes! For a limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr. and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair up to $100 off. Listen, I take my car to AAMCO, and you should too. Log on to AAMCOSocal.com or call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. That's double A. All right, let's get to this. MCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time at participating centers only.
Your carpool buddy, KFI.
AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
World famous Phil Henry Show here on KFI. AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, by the way, is... as we get ready to get nearer the end of the show, I just wanted to mention to you that our merchandise store at philhenryshow.com is going to be featuring a brand new item. Just in time for the pennant stretch, we have the Phil Henry Show ball cap with the Phil Henry Show logo right on the front. And now that you have the ball cap and now that you've got our official T-shirt, hell, you could have a ball club if you want. In any event, visit philhenryshow.com, go to our merchandise store. Not only do we have the ball cap and the T-shirt, and we have our shot glasses, the Phil Henry Show shot glass as well, and there's still plenty of yucca weather, bud.
Yeah, get the shot glass that have the yucca and everything.
Plenty of yucca weather, so get a shot glass, a coffee mug, and our legacy CDs as well. It's all there at philhenryshow.com. What the hell is that?
That's Kim Kardashian.
That ain't Kim Kardashian, man. That's 8 free issues of People.
Oh,
I'm looking for the Kim Kardashian story, but more importantly, I'm looking for our... Mr. Dozier, I apologize again to you because Ms. Donnelly was on. We were talking with her, and we were essentially trying to get to the bottom of another issue. I know that you wanted to come on here and talk with me about this... okay, so here we go with these sea lions, you know.
Mr. Henry, I'd said to the gentleman, Mr. Dickman, that I had been called in and that I wanted to speak to you, and he gave me the time of 9:25. That's why I called up. Now, I heard you had this transvestite or whatever that was.
Well, she's still on the line.
Yeah.
Can we get Ms. Donnelly back up on the line? Because I don't think that... Ms. Donnelly?
And the other thing, the man's still saying transvestite. I'm not a transvestite. I'm a transsexual. I'm pre-surgical. And I think you've got quite the nerve calling me whatever you think I am as you sit there on a Saturday night feeding fish to sea lions.
That to me is childish. What I wanted to speak of...
Well, you must admit that that was a little bit of a childish thing you said about transvestite, transsexual. Why would you just kind of dismiss people like that, you know?
I didn't know that I was going to be calling up and being involved in a roundtable with a transgender person. I thought I was going to be speaking about the danger, so-called, to women in Aruba. And I had taken time. This is my lunch hour at the aquarium.
You know, I heard you yelling at those animals.
So what? I was yelling at those. It doesn't make any difference if I'm yelling at them. I told them to shut up. They don't know any difference. They're like dogs. They think that you're, you know, that you want to play or something.
Well, as I understand it, Mr. Dozier, you wanted to call my show and say that your daughter is going on vacation to Aruba and that you are not going to be intimidated by the reputation that Aruba has.
Well, that's very mature.
Well, am I going to have to listen to him? I mean,
it's not a him. I am a woman. I present as a woman.
What does that mean, you present?
It means that as a woman, I present as a woman.
Yeah, but you're still a man, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Yes, I am. I have the reproductive, the genitals of a man, but I present.
Present? How am I supposed to understand that? All I'm trying to do is tell you and tell Mr. Hendry that my daughter is going on vacation to Aruba, and I don't care if Aruba thinks that it's got some rep where blondes just go floating.
May I ask you a question, sir, and I think it's a very fair question.
Go ahead.
You're sending your daughter on a vacation to Aruba, and you're feeding sea lions on a Saturday night.
It's a second job.
It's not a bad question.
Really, it's a second job. Why am I being treated like I'm the freak? I'm not saying this lady or man. Okay, you present as a...
I said I present as a woman.
You present as a woman. Why am I the...
Why are you the freak? See, you can't open your mouth without insulting.
Yes, thank you, Phil, for taking my part, but I understand what I'm dealing with here. Here is a man who thinks that he is going to... Can you do...
I'm feeding them fish, all right? Here. Fletcher, come here.
Are they like dogs?
Yeah, they're very much like dogs. They like human beings, and they get along well with humans. I've been working here part-time for the last six, eight weeks. I've gotten the hang of this. Basically, what I'm doing is feeding them, and then they go and sleep, and, you know.
What else do they do?
They don't do anything. I mean, see, what do you mean, what else do they do?
I'm interested in sea lions. What do they do?
Well, they sleep, and they splash. They splash around, and they swim, and then they get up and bug me. You know,
what do you mean, bug you?
They're like dogs, you know. They want to have a ball thrown at them and stuff.
That sounds like fun, you know.
Oh, does it sound like fun? Really? Why don't you come?
Well, why are you bitter? That's my question, Phil. You know.
All right, look.
I didn't call in to be psychoanalyzed. I didn't call in to have anybody tell me that I'm bitter. I called in. Would you shut up? Would you shut it up for my... Here's a mackerel.
Which one is that?
That's Bob or Flatino.
So they have names like Bob, huh?
I called, Mr. Hendry.
All right, if you want to talk about Aruba and all this stuff, you're going to have to keep your sea lions away from you. You're working, sir, so, and since you have these animals, which are, these are special animals. They're wild animals, are they not?
Yes.
Okay, and they need a certain kind of attention. What am I listening to? Where are you, a jungle or something?
There is an aviary nearby, yeah, why?
Because it sounds like you're out in the middle of a Knott's Berry Farm or something. Anyway, in order for us to talk to you about the things that you care about, we need for you to take care of these animals.
Well, Mr. Hendry, I'm here. I've got a bucket of fish.
Okay, but they sound like they're rather insistent, you know, that they're coming up to you.
No, they're swimming around. Oh. I gave you a fish 5 seconds ago. 5 seconds ago, you got a fish.
Oh, this man sounds like he's really on the edge. I can't even imagine.
5 seconds ago, you got a fish. 5 seconds ago, you got a fish. Huh? Whoa, boy, the guts. Did you hear that? What'd you call him? Say it again.
Oh, my God, he's gone around the bend.
No, I haven't gone around the bend. No, I haven't. Listen, see. Is that right? Yeah? Go ahead. Come at me. Come at me. You want to call me that? Come at me. I dare you.
Okay, Vernon, you take it easy, all right?
So, in other words, I'm crazy.
You're talking to a sea lion, man. You're telling the thing to fight. You're doing whatever you're doing.
I think this is very serious.
Let me tell you, no, I'm not crazy. Those things have been talking that way since I started here. Look at it. Listen to it. Why, you dirty...
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Hey, look.
Marilyn, I've got a couple of more minutes.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm a little disquieted by that entire conversation.
He apparently had been, yes, I apologize, he'd been scheduled
It was a conflict. He was going to talk to us about something bizarre, about how Aruba's not going to scare his daughter away from going on vacation. I don't know that that's the attitude to take, you know?
I absolutely agree with you, Phil. I think there is an awful lot that the government and the police in Aruba have to answer for. And I think before American parents, or any parents for that matter, of any children anywhere, can feel comfortable about their young people going to Aruba, I think the Aruban authorities have to answer for quite a bit.
Very, very sensible.
Well, I feel it is a very sensible answer, and I feel that I do have a sensitivity for that. And that opinion, by the way, is coming from a woman who still has a penis. So...
Yeah.
Gotcha, didn't I?
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot.
Oh, wait a minute, Phil, I want to...
She want to give her a web address.
Well, she ain't giving out her web address. Both of them, thank you very much.
And what are you hanging up on Vernon Dozier for?
Because he's a nut, that's why. Because he's talking to the sea lions like he's choosing a fight.
Now I got to sound like he want to beat that sea lion up.
Yeah, good luck. And he's talking about how he's been there 6 weeks and the sea lions are giving him... Guy's out of his mind, man. He's tossing fish to him. And it's a part-time job, and his daughter's going to go to Aruba, and no country is going to scare his daughter off, that's for sure. Oh, boy.
What about that lady?
Well, Marilyn just wanted to talk to us about transgender issues. You know what? No more time for that, man. We just don't have any more time for that. We're going to finish up the show. A lot of stuff to talk about. You know, I know you heard Mike Crozier talking about the situation in Libya. Maybe we'll cover just a teeny-weeny bit of that. Kim Kardashian is now officially married to Chris Humphries. So as you can see, there is terribly, terribly serious news to talk about. And we'll be back with it all here for you in our final segment here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on this weekend's edition of the KFI Sunday Morning News, just how much of a civil right is it for you to use your cell phone while you're underground? What right does Anonymous have to break into your city's website? And that just happened. Plus, the 9 news nuggets you need to know tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your travel a little more special? Like a bigger room or complimentary breakfast. With a Visa Signature credit card, you can get great perks like these with instant Hilton Honors Gold membership at any of the 3,700 hotels and resorts in the Hilton Worldwide portfolio. Just register, book, and stay by August 31st, 2011 at any one of 10 distinct brands, including Hilton Hotels and Resorts, Hampton, Embassy Suites, and Waldorf Astoria. When you use your Visa Signature card, you can spend a bit more time relaxing with late checkout. Keep your friends up to date with complimentary Wi-Fi access and much more. One more way Visa Signature helps you go experience more. Visit VisaSignature.com to take advantage of this offer and get your Hilton Honors Gold membership. More people go with Visa. Offer available for a limited time now through August 31st, 2011. Gold membership benefits subject to availability and vary by hotel. Reservations must be made at HiltonHonors.com with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card. Other restrictions apply. Go to VisaSignature.com for complete terms and conditions.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 10 o'clock, rebels are getting the upper hand in Libya, and kitchen table summits are underway in the Southland. Industry's clearing up.
The 60 East at Crossroads Parkway, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes. Traffic has recovered in that area. In Burbank, 5 North before Burbank Boulevard, there's a crash blocking the three left lanes. Traffic slow from the 134 and stay slow to San Fernando Boulevard. In Silver Lake, 101 South is going to be slow from Silver Lake Boulevard to the 110. Northbound side is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. In South LA, 110 North is going to be slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. In Commerce, the 5 North is going to be slow from Washington Boulevard to the 710. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Pier 1 Imports. I'm David Penson.
I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series today, and I'm taking it as far as it goes. Single tank of gas, up to 32 miles per gallon highway. That is almost 600 miles of...
Brought my own music in the car's 12-gig hard drive. That's a lot of guitar solos.
Use Google Maps to line up some great stops on the way.
Man's got
to
eat.
Set directions straight from my laptop to the car.
Oh, really? A fruit truck just pulled in front of me. Strawberry jam, averted. And fuel save. See, when you hit the brakes, the unused energy gets stored, creating power without using fuel. Now let's find some open road. I suggest you do the same. with a test drive of the 5 Series today. Now, here's a curve that I'd love to save some fuel on.
Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 528i sedan for $499 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Have you tried this Yellowtail Moscato?
No, but it looks good. Mmm, it tastes a lot like...
But I also get a hint of...
And how about those light tones of...
Fa-la-la-la-la. With a nice playful texture that says...
Words alone can't describe new Yellowtail Moscato, a wine that's a little sweet with a little fizzy. New Moscato from Yellowtail. Imported by W.J. Deutsch & Sons, White Plains, New York. Please drink responsibly.
This is the year your kids' research notes transform with Microsoft Office 2010. OneNote is a digital notebook that lets kids capture text, images, and video all in one place. With Microsoft Office 2010, your kids' PC is school ready.
4 hours of excruciating back pain after vacuuming the living room. 2 hours of rotating hot and cold packs after pushing the kids on the swing set. Given all the time you've spent trying to cope with the pain, what's a little LA traffic to relieve it? Don't live with excruciating back pain. Schedule an appointment at the Cedars-Sinai Spine Center with the most experienced spine specialists in California. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 anytime. Cedars-Sinai.
When I told my friends that I signed up for Verizon Fios online at VerizonFios.com, they were absolutely shocked. My friend Morgan asked,
how can you sign up without speaking to someone?
And then my friend Samantha was like,
how do you know which bundle is right for you? What if you have a question?
And of course, Maddie chimed in with,
well, how do you know if you're getting the best price?
Well, I told them all that VerizonFios.com is the best way to order. It was fast and easy and gave me all the tools and information I needed to choose or customize my own bundle. And when I had questions, there was instant live chat with a Fios agent. Plus, I didn't have to worry because Verizon offers their lowest price online, guaranteed. Well, guess what their next question was?
What was that website again?
Get Fios TV, internet, and phone for just $84.99 a month for a year. It's our best price guarantee, only when you order online. Try, compare, and buy at VerizonFios.com today. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers only, ends 8/27/11. Visit VerizonFios.com for details.
Summer's not over yet, and grilling season is still going strong. Luckily, Lowe's has low prices on items across the store. Right now, stop by and get a Grillmaster 3-burner gas grill for just $169. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Pier 1 Imports invites you to spice things up in your dining area. From flowery napkin rings to multicolored spatulas to hand-painted coffee mugs. Find what speaks to you at Pier 1 Imports.
Monte Carlo Resort and Casino has everything you need for the perfect Vegas getaway. Enjoy nonstop excitement, mouth-watering cuisine, and the Jabberwockies at an unbeatable value. For more info and great rates, visit MonteCarlo.com or connect with them on Twitter and Facebook.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. What are you doing on Twitter there, Bud?
The Raiders, Raider fans suck.
The Raiders suck is what the problem is there, man. You know.
The Raiders, man, I just looked up, and they have not had a winning season since 2002,
Bud.
They suck.
Yeah, the Raiders suck, and the reason why the Raiders suck can be boiled down to one very simple thing. Al Davis. Now, I watched this phenomenon myself up close in Miami, and God bless Don Shula. I was in Miami when Don Shula coached his last seasons there. He will always be a Hall of Fame coach. He will always be a great coach. And the memory of Don Shula is as a man that had a 17-0 team, an undefeated team, the last undefeated team in the history of the NFL. There was one other, I think. I don't know how many others there have been. But he won consecutive Super Bowls. And so these are things that need to be said. Now, the years go by. The game changes. And the game at some point, for whatever reason, unless you are, you know, Sid Gilman, Who? Just never mind, okay? There's certain guys that stayed very vital as offensive coordinators, and as, I think for instance, look at that guy Dick LeBeau, okay?
What are you talking about?
You know what? I give up, man. Forget it.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Because these guys are too old. You don't know who they are. But what I'm saying is assistant coaches, coordinators, these guys seem to have a lot of years in them. Dick LeBeau is a long time. He's in his 70s, man, and he's still a coordinator and still a very, very active and very vital and very important part of the coaching hierarchy in the National Football League in his 70s. But he's not a head coach. He doesn't have the pressure. He doesn't have that kind of pressure. Now, so I believe that there's longevity for coaches. I believe there's longevity for all of us in this world, but you have to find your niche, right? I don't know how long head coaches last as winners. You know, George Halas coached the Chicago Bears for God. Well, how long did he coach that team, man? 60 years? It was insane how long he coached that team. 50 years? Now, Don Shula was the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. And who knows, maybe if we lived to be, you know, if we could really say that people lived to be 100, then maybe you go through a stretch in your 60s and 70s where you lose it, and then maybe you hit your 80s and you're back on top again. I don't know. But we don't give people a chance because we never give anybody a chance in their 80s, you know. So Don Shula was a man that I watched at that point. And I think there's a lot of prejudice, you know. I think people, well, look at Shula, he can't win anymore, so he sucks. Now, but let's take a look at the Raiders, for God's sake. The Raiders haven't had a winning team since 2001. Or two, what was it, 2002, did you say?
No, 2002, they had a 10-6 record, I think. I'm not sure, I've got to look back. Give me a minute. And
never mind, Robert, okay? It's not that big of a thing. What was the record?
It was 10-6 in 2002.
That's the last winning record the Raiders had.
Yeah, 2002, 10-6, Z.
What's that mean, Z?
Right there.
That's what they put next to the team when they qualified. Get out of here, Z. They qualified for the playoffs. See, Z, New England Patriots. Y, it's the positioning of the team in the playoffs. Nonetheless, the Raiders were 10-6. After that, they haven't had a winning. Now, come on, folks. Al Davis would have fired himself by now. Had he been the head coach, he would have canned himself by now. So I understand that there's, you know, this is probably something that everybody has already figured out, but they stink. And, you know, when you run around talking about how, you know, going into our 19th millionth year is the winningest team since the history, since somebody inflated a football, and then you put together almost a decade-long streak that just stinks the joint out. Well, the Raiders now have a quarterback that is injured. This is preseason, so this doesn't, although I did see the mean and nasty tweets on Tweetster.
Yeah, I just tweeted the Raiders stink and they're crybabies too.
Oh, that's great, bud.
Big deal, man. I mean, what, you think you're going to get respect that way?
Somebody's got to tell them the truth.
I think they know the truth. Preseason games don't count, but sometimes they matter a lot. The Oakland Raiders couldn't stop the run. They couldn't score in the red zone against the 49ers on Saturday night tonight. But more important, they lost Jason Campbell late in the first half. So Campbell was knocked out of the game with 2:44 left in the second quarter after taking a hit. He looked woozy. He didn't return. Last season, he had three stingers on his shoulders. The injury affects the nerves in the neck and the shoulder region, which causes a shooting pain. I got to tell you, that's just what I was telling you guys about, right?
The shoulder.
There's no pain like it in the world. Shoulder pain, or when you're trying to move an arm and you get that shoulder pain right up here, and like, oh, God, it's painful. So anyway, this guy, Campbell, tonight was trying to escape pressure. He fumbled the ball. He was reaching for the ball. He took a shot from Ahmad Brooks near his left shoulder. He stayed on the turf for a couple of minutes. He did walk off slowly. Trent Edwards came in. Then he throws this ugly interception into double coverage. At the 49er 20 with 40 seconds left, it isn't known whether that was the reason Kyle Bowler then came in, who is a local boy here in Southern California from Hart. Kyle Bowler, most recently, I think he was with the Ravens.
That the kid who played with Westlake.
He did not play with Westlake. What do you think I just said?
Played with Hart.
Oh, Hart.
He played with Hart. Last year, Campbell was hurt in the preseason against the 49ers. So they lost their quarterback. They stink. They lost the game 17-3. Where the hell did they play the game?
I think they played it
Where'd they play the game, man?
San Francisco.
They played it in San Francisco?
Yeah.
If this guy, Davis, was a coach, he'd have fired himself. Now, You may say to me, well, how do you know, Henry? He's just, this guy, Al Davis, doesn't, they don't make a move up there without him knowing. They don't make a move personnel. They don't make a move coach. They don't make nothing. And the guy is sticking himself into football games. Get lost, Al. Hire a someone who coordinates the on-field. You know, I don't know what the hell, player personnel, whatever the hell you call it. Okay, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget that we are online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. If you go to our website and you click on it, it'll take you directly to the KFI podcast of our show and other great podcasts here on KFI AM 640. You can also see where our videocast is archived, and you can enjoy all of those as well as the thousands of hours of archives that we have. So I'll see you guys next Saturday night. Always a pleasure. Stay tuned. George Norrie coming up next, and the Jesus Christ Show tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
On KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, August 20th.
Good job, boys. Thanks.
Mind growing. KFI.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
On its way to the Capitol, I'm Michael Crozier.
You can hear the sounds of the battle. Sporadic gunfire and explosion. Certainly not the usual celebratory burst that we've become used to.
NATO officials say they're intensifying attacks on targets in the Libyan capital
still
of Tripoli.
Still connected.
Took control of the key western city of Zawiya today and quickly moved toward the capital. Fox News producer...
Still connected, KFI. Okay, KFI. Thank you, KFI. Good night, KFI.